Everybody Loves Donna Mike.
Joe. Joe.
Hello?
Hey, didn't they tell you to have Joe pick up?
One moment.
Hello?
Joe. Go.
Why feature a real Desperate Housewives pictorial in Playboy's annual baseball preview issue? Cause, like baseball, beauty is also a game of inches. 38, 28, 36. The May Playboy on newsstands now.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure, good day.
Good day. It's a hell of a read.
Oh. Said good day.
So that's starting the show on a fine note. There you go.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, you know, that was efficiency.
That was efficiency. That was a network commercial with the pressure of having to read that at some point during today's show.
I don't believe I heard an error in that entire read.
Oh, beautiful.
Hugh Hefner, you're welcome.
Hello!
Okay, all right. Hello, everybody.
Hello!
There was some BTO today.
Hello!
You know why? The BTO's fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Okay. Hi, Donovan.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, let me just go up for a second here.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello. Hello. Okay, and...
You must be back.
How have you been?
Not so well. Everything in my house?
Yeah.
It's a crisis.
Oh, no.
Jesus, crisis.
Really?
Yeah.
Try moving into, I got a new name for my home.
Oh, that?
Yes. Never Alone.
Never Alone. Chateau Never Alone.
You're never alone when you're at my house.
Chateau Never Alone. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bunk. Glow. And all the ships at sea. Hey, they're goofy and hoary and all the things you love. It's Don Geronimo.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Okay, hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Cardi Limon.
Tony D.
Hi.
Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
0-4-1-3-0-5.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico. This BTO is from Canada. Uh-huh. That's good. See, you got something going for you, Canada. Anyway, Canada is 800-636-1067. And well, if you're among the chosen few listening to Jesus' favorite radio station, Washington, D.C., 1067 WJFK, you can call us at 202-432-1067. Right on. All right, those are all the phone numbers that you need. Our website is www.dynamitewebsite.com.
Still selling the T-shirts that say Ron Mexico on them?
Oh, we are. Excellent. Along with the other big favorite, are you retarded?
It's not a rhetorical question.
Are you retarded? Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, Joe?
Right, Joe Ardinger here, hello.
Standing by, what can I do for you?
Hey, I wanted to know if you guys heard the new commercial with Mary King.
I don't know, I'll ask him, what's it about?
It's about the Welch's grape juice.
Is that the one where he says purple Welch's grape juice?
Yeah, it's the one where he says he's got the purple mustache.
I don't know. I don't think that's an interesting enough call. I don't think I'm going to put it through.
All righty.
How many pills will you give me?
By the way, I so wanted to call and give you some pills, man. I felt so bad yesterday.
Well, why don't you just drop them by? I'll appreciate it.
Maybe I'll put you on the air because you feel bad about my pills.
You really got them? I'm not kidding around.
I will get you some if I have to.
What will you get me? Because I need them for me and for Tracy, baby.
I mean, I think I could get my hands on some.
I got mac and cheese today.
What'd you say?
I said I got mac and cheese today.
You got what?
Mac and cheese, you know, macaroni and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese. Jeez.
Yeah, to eat. The food stuff.
Food.
You can eat. So if I put you through to the show, how many pills for Tracy, baby?
I have to send them in the mail. I don't know.
No, don't send them in the mail. You gotta. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Baltimore. I don't know if I can make it all the way to Washington.
You gotta drop them off. You can't throw them in the mail.
I got to.
Come on, how many pills you give me?
Sorry, Joe. you're a good bartender, but
forget it. You're not getting on. Forget it. There's not a chance.
It's cool. It's cool.
All right, go to my website and buy my music. Don't buy my music.
Tell the guys about
it's free.
Welcher's grape juice commercial.
Tell free download.
Tell the guys. Okay.
Enjoy my free download.
We'll tell the guys.
All right, bye.
Hey, hold on a second. Give him a prize.
Yeah.
Stupidest caller of the day.
Very good.
First call of the day, stupidest caller of the day.
But I found it oddly refreshing.
I wish I was a better mimic. You know, because you can do the Joe thing, and it kind of trails off. Now, if it was Jay Leno.
Yeah, hey, go on, you're, hey, how you doing? I'm Sean Bill.
That is Jay Leno.
Yeah, but that caller, it didn't matter. You could have said, hello, I'm Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He would buy it.
Yes.
That's true, but I like the stuttering Joe.
Don and Mike's show, hello.
Hello, Don?
Yes, Don and Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Kamel.
Kamel?
Long time listener. Kamel?
Mike, is this the guy that sold T-shirts?
Yeah, aren't you the T-shirt guy?
I am Habib Marwan's cousin.
Good.
I am Habib Marwan's cousin.
Kamel, where you been hiding?
Nowhere. I've been listening to you guys. I just don't call in too many, too often, you know.
Kamel, it's how do I put this? It's great to talk to you. Kamel is an old-time friend of ours from when we worked at the other radio station.
I think everyone knows that was before a very significant date in our modern history.
Yeah. And because of that, I am afraid I must say goodbye, and I have no idea who that was on the telephone. I got no
shame
idea.
Shame to terminate a relationship, but we have to do... Yeah, we're patriots.
Good luck to you, stranger.
We're super patriots.
I got no idea who that was. Hello, Don. Don and Mike's show.
How you doing, guys?
Applauding it. Hello.
Back to us, just sitting there with his meat hooks.
Yeah, what?
Hey, how you doing? This sad excuse for a human being, Chad Dukes from Out the Lunch Show in Baltimore.
Yes.
Actually was making a funny reference about you running over your dog, and I just thought it was really inappropriate. And,
Who is this?
Chad Dukes from Out the Lunch in Baltimore.
Oh, listen, I have got enough DJs to fight with. Mike's got enough DJs to fight with. This is a guy.
Wait. If these are the guys.
These guys work on our station in Baltimore, right?
Right.
They're fans of our show.
No, I told you they're not.
Oh. I don't know.
I told you that a long time ago. I don't want to waste time with this crap.
I think this dirtball really needs to be put down to size because he's really going above his, realm.
Hold on a second. If it's who I think it is. Maybe I met different guys because then they were BSing me to my face.
Listen, here's the thing. These guys, do we have to talk about this other disc jockey again?
If they're getting on the air and trash talking after, you know, they were giving me the full,
I told
man, you know, you guys are the best.
Mike, they're going to do that whole conquer and divide thing, I imagine.
I know that. I recognize that it wasn't done like that.
They also brought up your Green Bay team about you going to the Redskins Stadium with your Green Bay stuff, and they were trashing you about that, too.
Listen, I don't care. Listen, here's the deal.
Major controversy.
Yeah, right. I'm really upset. I'm going to drive up there today, right after I drive by the other station
to
shoot the other disc jockey talked about us last week, and I'm following the advice of another disc jockey now to carry a gun. Unlike him, I'm not going to kill our listeners. I'm going to drive around the country and kill other disc jockeys.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Well, don't get to the bottom of it. There's nothing to get to the bottom of.
How little I care about that. Who are these people?
Okay, I'll explain it to you. I'll give them their 5 seconds of glory that they want. I don't even know them. They were gophers when the junkies worked here before, 5 years ago.
Oh.
Then they do a show. I've heard it when it was on WJFK on a Saturday night. It's a bad imitation of the junkie show.
Okay.
That's exactly the same stuff. You know, hey, your money, your hurt thing, all the junkie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who, really, beyond that, I didn't know. My only knowledge of them was every once in a while on AOL, on a what I thought was a private account, I would get an instant message saying that these disc jockeys were sending me an instant message. So finally, one time on a Saturday night, I had no idea they were on the radio, I clicked on. I would, you know, instant message. And the message is, why are you so fat? So it's some stupid disc jockey, but they got my email address from somebody that works at the station. So what's interesting, that's interesting too, is that that guy calls and says they're ragging on me today. Fellas, I got more important piles of poo than you to deal with, but I'm not surprised because when I was on the computer today on AOL, I got the instant message from... You know, Big O and Dukes.
Oh, okay, but they're on our station, the same station we're on in Baltimore.
Yes.
Well, then stop it.
No, I don't care. Just shut the... Listen.
But, you know, now I feel duped. Now I feel duped.
Boys, whoever you are, if you want to fight, you know, and you love sending me instant messages and stuff, call the show.
Yes.
Call the show. You work for Infinity Broadcasting. There's nothing like the other guy at the other station who I really...
If they did, I'd love to know. I would love to know if these are the same guys that I met. If they're the same guys that I met, I would love them to kiss and matter. Look at my face. See how serious he is.
You haven't slept for 4 days.
I'm ready. I could use a good go.
Man on the edge.
God, I'd love them to call. Because if it's that, I'm going to be like, what? So that was just complete, like, lying.
Well, listen, I would just like to say when I am petty.
You can't trash.
I'm not.
My brother.
But I'm not being. But Mike, I'm not choosing to be petty on this one. If you're choosing to be petty,
but here's the deal.
Okay.
You don't take it when I'm getting it, and you stand up for, you know, I mean, that's the way it works.
Yeah, but if
they had been doing that, my point is this. Can I just finish, please?
I liked it better when you sat.
I know, but listen, here's the deal.
Because now I got your hands coming at me and... Go ahead.
If they came to me and met me...
Yes.
And, like, gave me this whole line...
They did.
Then they were, like, BSing me...
Right, they were.
After they had been trashing... You.
I didn't
know. Of course. And because you know how much I care about all things radio,
yeah.
I had no idea who they were.
No.
So I didn't, and I didn't remember them from when they were here.
Right.
So I didn't. I would have completely called them on.
Press that's private. I don't know which one of the junkies gave it to you, but what do you think? You got some big, I can use 8,000 different addresses on AOL.
Of course.
If I really cared, I'd call the boss. Ooh, I'd tell the boss, but you're nothing. So just not, either call the show, be a man if you want to scream at me about my dog dying, go ahead. If you think that'll get you some momentary satisfaction in Baltimore,
but I just
make it happen.
I want to get that one question answered.
But grow a set, for God's sakes. I mean, if you're going to... You know, now I guess I am getting worked up about this. I wish I had my acupuncturist here.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I had my acupuncturist.
You gotta have a personal acupuncturist.
Boy, I need those needles going in me right now.
Well, if it's just you and I didn't meet these guys, then that's no problem. I won't have any problem with that. But if I did meet these guys and they behaved the way they did while they were doing this, I'm very upset. Very, very upset. And I won't notice I'm keeping my hands at my side right now.
Good. And I know, Joe, I know everybody's sending me instant messages and stuff that they've talked. Ooh, they've talked about Bart and they've talked about Frida. Ooh!
Well, you knew that, right?
Yeah.
Giving them material for their show.
Please. Just stop it.
But it's also like a bad caller copycat. Because,
hello.
I mean, it was another... Right. You know, we had a little DJ fight last week.
Yeah.
So now you're, like, piling on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Manny. I know you don't really care, but about Big O and Dukes, they love your show.
Sure.
They weren't ragging on any guys earlier.
Now, hold on. I want to hear this out, because I want to know whether I was lied to or not.
Mixed signals.
What is it? What do you mean they love our show?
Oh, they're always, you know, putting you guys up on a, not quite a pedestal, but, you know.
Well, then why don't we, then
okay,
as long as...
This is confusing.
As long as, but hold on, as long as we've got these guys in our spotlight for the 5 seconds that they are...
Mm-hmm.
How come I constantly get instant messages from them? Harassing instant messages, like what a jerk I am?
I don't know.
You don't know. And I've never mentioned it on the radio because it's not worthy of your time.
Right.
That's why, no matter what you say, at first I don't care, second I don't believe.
I don't believe it if they're sending stuff like that to you. It's disingenuous.
Whatever. But Mike was right. We had the fight with the disc jockey last week.
It's not an original idea now. Even if they've done it before, if they're revving it up again, you know, they're copycatting what happened last week because they heard it. And that's like being, that you're not being disc jockeys, you're being a bad caller.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Whatever. They're sitting in puddles right now, I guarantee you. They're loving this.
Of course they are.
More people are hearing this than ever have heard anything about these guys on
but
the radio.
But you know we will never stop being petty, Don.
Hello, and Mike, thanks for pushing me.
No.
Thanks for pushing me back to being petty.
Okay.
I was ready to let it go at the beginning.
All right.
Now I'm warmed up again.
Did I do the right thing?
I don't know. I'll let
it's
you know.
Too late now.
I'll let you know when I have
the
session.
I know you don't like me standing, and I plan on sitting as possible.
Kidding about that.
I can go over here.
No, I'm kidding about that.
I've got enough freedom that I can just
stand, Mike. Express yourself.
But I'll stand at the back of the room like that.
Now you're
here.
Darling, so now you're too far away. You must be near me.
I could sit today. Just for anybody that wanted to help me, Dave, I could sit if I wanted to.
Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yes.
Listen, these guys, Big Blow and Douche up here in Baltimore, they actually do kind of like you guys and are trying to kiss up to you more so than diss on you. I think they're riding your coattails, if you want to know the truth.
First off, again...
Well, they've got it. That's a very strange way. It's a very strange way of showing it.
Are you vacuuming, sir?
I don't know. I hung up on it. You know, just somebody explain to me the instant messaging.
Yeah.
That's confusing. That's something that's happened off the radio.
The mixed message.
Right? Guys, it's a little stalkerish. I mean, but... I imagine they're doing their show and they see me on a buddy list. They go, oh, hey, look who's on. Let's send him an instant message and see if he responds. I mean, dude.
They're little bitty guys, if I remember it.
Yeah. Don't know.
Squash them like
right? Bugs. Don't. Listen. I mean, really, like, you know, hi.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I mean, I think I met him. I don't know. I wish I cared. God damn it.
If only I cared.
No, sometimes I wish I did. I wish I paid attention to that stuff more.
All right. Well,
I could have more fun at the moment.
If I was really petty, I would call my son, who I know over the summer when he was at home would come and tell me, Dad, I heard these guys saying what an ass you are.
Ah.
Damn it.
Well, all right.
That's good. I'll bring my family in.
We're giving it to them now.
Yeah. Well, they may as well come forward.
Hold on.
You know, it's fun, though. I'm sorry it is.
Just give you a little ammunition here. See if the world's greatest scholar is not in class now.
You know, I wish we were all in the same building. I really do.
I don't.
No, I do. No, because really.
I don't. God, no, because I'm glad we staked out our territory.
Yellow.
Hey, bud, you're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, what's up?
How are your classes today?
They're fine.
All right, got a real quick question for you. We started off on a petty note. You remember those DJs? Who are those guys that you used to tell me when you would be at home, like on Christmas or spring break, and you'd hear them always ragging about me? Who are those guys?
Which one?
The ones on HFS.
Hello? Oh, Chad and Duke.
Yeah. Yeah, and what kind of stuff did you... This was how long ago?
A while ago.
Yeah. But like over the Christmas holidays, wasn't it?
Christmas break, maybe?
Yeah. And I wouldn't even ask, but you did come in and say, hey, I heard these guys ripping you, right?
Yeah, I didn't come in. I called you and told you.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. See, they're big fans. They're talking about me running over the dog, I guess, today. And they're sending me instant messages about it. And all of these listeners are calling and saying,
did he say they're just being topical?
Yes. All these listeners are calling and saying they're big fans, and I'm maintaining I've not wanted to shine the spotlight on them because, and this, oh, it saddens me to say this.
Uh-huh.
Elliot Siegel is 1,000 times more a polished disc jockey, radio professional than they could ever hope to be.
Right, okay, wow. Now I believe you've gone just a little far.
Mike, you wanted the full-blown.
All right.
I'm giving you full-blown.
Not the greasy, though.
Full-blown.
You want the full-blown or the greasy?
Hey, bot? Yeah. Bot, do you like the greasy?
I love the greasy.
Do you like the greasy? All right, well, thank you for that update. I remember you told me about them over the break.
Yeah.
And you remember how furiously I reacted. I went to the
bathroom.
I went to the bedroom. I said, where's that gun? If only I had listened to Lars Larson.
That's right.
And I had gotten a gun.
Only we could have packed heat.
All right, I'll see you later. Thanks.
No problem.
All right, bye.
Bye.
There he is. He's 20 now, you know.
Yes. It's the first time I've ever felt like, you know, we were pretty insignificant to him right there.
Yeah, we were interrupting. So
you know, we're doing a live radio show. He's like, yeah, all right. Okay.
Got his own life now.
I mean, I was like that with my folks, but not, you know, my father wasn't on the radio when he called me, so it was a different experience. But I know, I'm sure I gave that tone to my dad when he would call. He was like, yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, yeah. you learn after a while that's pretty much it. The phone calls that both Frida and I get from him are pretty much like this now. Hi, what's happening? And we go, hey, nothing. What's happening with you? Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talks to other people.
Yeah. Yes.
And he comes back and he goes, yeah, what did you want? And we go, hello, you called us. Oh, yeah, I can't talk now. Call you back.
Somebody told me today I've got about a little over a year before it's going to start, before it'll really start.
Oh, with your girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
11.
Right.
They say, I said, I thought it was the teen years. No, it starts about 11 where it's like, Dad, don't.
A lot of things I've already started, Mike.
What? What are you talking about?
Mother Nature.
Shut up.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. It's because I'm disabled. Otherwise, he'd come over there.
That's right. He'd kick my ass. Oh, listen, I'm going to kiss some ass right now. If you give me just a moment. The ass that I would like to kiss belongs to former Don and Mike Show intern and employee, the gentle giant Cannon Grace.
Hey, Cannon! Remember Cannon man. Grace!
It's important to be nice, but it's more important to be nice. That's what he screamed at a baseball player one night.
All right. He lives that.
And also a guy named Brian. These guys work at a place called Meyer Emco,
mm-hmm.
where I bought my new television.
Heard of them.
And, man, they came in last night. By the time I got home, the TV was up, the new TV was working, the old one was in the hallway, had the high def going for American Idol. They were out of the house at 7:55. You're going to buy a TV, go to Meyer Emco. I'm not saying that because they gave me a discount. They did, but they're great.
Yeah.
And Cannon and Brian, thank you both. And Cannon especially made my night. I mean, I had a pretty good day yesterday, but
right.
Everything got
done for you?
Oh, I was waiting for... Oh, and I have an announcement about the old TV as well.
Oh, good.
But I was expecting I would get home and it would be half done. Well, no, these guys had busted their ass, and the new TV is up on the wall. The dead one is out there. And Cannon says to me, everything is... And this is how he speaks.
Hey, Mike Messina, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And he's a Yankee now, Cannon. That's great.
He says,
you know what?
After he tells me he's made everything so much easier, and he did with only one remote, he says,
yeah.
You know, Madden's in high def now. You can get a high def.
I said, I had no idea. I'm going to have to go out and get it. He said,
oh, I thought you might. While we were waiting, I went over to Best Buy, I got it, and bought it, and installed it. I hope that's okay with you.
you know, the whole wow. time I'm like ready to pull down my pants and make love to him.
Yes.
And then he says,
oh, would you like to see Madden in high def?
Yeah. Like, you know, yes.
Was it incredible?
Yes. God damn. So thank you to Meyer Emco for coming out. Like it was some real emergency.
TV by 8, you were a happy man.
Like someone was dying.
And
you know?
Since we're on the subject, Cannon, this is Mike. And, you know, I know when you worked here, we had our issues. And I'd like to formally apologize to you, Cannon, for that time that I got drunk and threatened your life.
From the heart.
I think it was a little over the top for doing that, and I'm here to say I'm real sorry for threatening your life. I threatened to kill you, and I'm very sorry about that.
You just opened up Pandora's old box, because I swear to Christ, I had cotton pick and totally forgot about that one, Mike, and someday I will pull that out of my memory banks when sure. I need it, when you and I are having one of our duels.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I'll pull it out.
Yeah, Rob was there. Rob really wasn't there. Rob really wasn't there. Rob was in the car. Rob was sort of there.
That was the night I think Cannon thought I was dead.
Yeah, Cannon yes. thought you were dead. I grabbed the steering wheel.
Very dramatic.
I threatened to kill him. You know, it was, and not really. I mean, I said, if you scratch my car, I'll kill you.
Good
That's what
times.
I said. But anyway, he just did. Wanted to say publicly, Cannon, I'm sorry. And, you know, someday Uncle Mike might need a TV fixed someday. So, you know,
he knew you were getting.
Now, here's where I'm coming with this new TV, which incidentally is fried. It's
the old TV. Is
the old, yeah, I'm sorry, the old one. Yeah, the old Sony LCD. It's plasma. It's
plasma. Yeah.
It's fried.
Do you like the fried?
Is it an LCD or a plasma?
No, it is a plasma.
Okay,
the new one is an LCD. So I'm gonna bring it in tomorrow. Okay. Weighs about 60 pounds. I've got the brackets. I've got the all of the electric hookups. Here's the thing. I'll give it away to somebody. If you want to use it as a prop, maybe, call the show tomorrow or come down. I don't know how we'll do this. I'm thinking if, you know, if you're young, single, successful guy like Joe Ardinger, and you wanted to bring a chick over to your house, you wouldn't necessarily have to turn it on. You just have it hanging on the wall.
The guy's coming to hook it up tomorrow. That's the line you use.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, it probably would sound good if we dropped it off the roof of the building.
Oh, Rob, you are reading my mind.
Oh, it really would.
Now, did you read my notes?
I did not.
Because I swear to God, here's what I wrote. I will bring it in tomorrow to either give away or destroy.
Oh, can't we just destroy it?
But, Mike, here's the thing. It's a TV.
I know, but it's a broken TV. It's like a corpse.
But it's a TV.
It's a corpse.
It's so disrespectful to TV.
I hate breaking a TV.
When's the last time we busted something? I mean, this would be great. Imagine the sound. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be overwhelming.
Hi, Joe. I have a video camera. And
Joe.
Start again.
I have a video camera.
You have a video camera.
I can video it. And within 5 minutes of getting home tomorrow night, I can feed it into my computer and get it to your webmaster. And people can go to dynamitewebsite.com.
Okay, here's the thing.
See the video.
Guys,
which would be great.
Guys, I'm for that. However, let's be realists.
Yeah.
I'll destroy the TV. Are they going to let us throw it?
Probably not from the top.
Off the roof?
I think they would.
You don't have to throw it from the top. You can throw it from the top of a van.
I think Tony would let us do it as long as he didn't have to go up to the roof. I think
or
he would be fine with it.
Yeah, but also, I think that it would probably be we could drop it from a height. It would not necessarily have to be dropped from the roof.
Roof would be great, though.
I agree. If we're going to go with it, let's go all the way. Let's not wear the condom. Let's be like Michael Vick. If we're going to do it, let's go in there commando. Let's see.
I hope they let you do it. I hope they let you do it.
Well, if not off the building, then, you know,
drive over it.
Off the top of someone's car.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, good.
And then we can drive over it.
Excellent. That's right.
And then we can beat it with
sledgehammers.
With sledgehammers and oh, come on. You know what? I'm about to retire that.
Oh, can we please?
I'm about to retire it, but I'm going to
Do you mean that?
No, I don't. I'll tell you why I don't mean it.
Why?
Because I think
Rob takes 3-in-1 oils with that cartridge.
I think it's some weird, bizarro fantasy alternate lifestyle thing that I'm having. I meant alternate life, not lifestyle.
Well,
I'm metrosexual, right. Or am I now? I'm femsexual. Have you heard that's
no.
the new one?
No.
Yeah, it's the new one. It's what Ryan Seacrest is.
Femsexual, so he's a man who's in touch with his feminine side?
That's right. That's why he's so dreamy on the show. He's
I don't like that word.
He's femsexual.
He's fem.
He's fem.
Don't be so fem. You're a fem. We used to call that. We used to say that to people. Don't be a fem.
Hey, you mo.
Mo and fem.
Hey, don't be such a mo. So tomorrow we'll bring it in, and even though I'm going to feel like I'm killing a member of my family, I love television. I guess we'll destroy it, and from the highest possible vantage point. That would, as high up as we can go.
I'll notify the Washington Monument.
What about the release of dangerous plasma?
What about it, Buzz?
I don't know. Has anybody ever dropped a plasma TV before?
Now you
What's
sound like,
inside?
Now
what comes out?
Now you sound like one of our listeners trying to derail us here, Buzz.
No, not at all.
I think plasma's good for you.
I think it's beneficial to the atmosphere.
You ever try it on toast?
Might make the grass grow.
And people, they put it in people when they're bleeding to death.
Well, tomorrow I will either give it away or destroy it. I'm all up for destroy. I'm even up for this. How about this?
If, the TV catching contest?
How about if we got some low-grade explosives?
Yeah. Like a couple of M80s?
Like the stuff that we used to use all the time around here.
Sure. We'll have a good old-fashioned destruction show.
Then you get to say one of my favorite things that you say.
What's that?
Which is, if anyone's in the neighborhood and like to drop off some fireworks.
All right, well, I'll bring the TV in tomorrow.
Excellent. I'll speak to Tony.
We'll blow it up real good on tomorrow's show. And like Joe said, we can get video. We can get real-time video.
That'll right up. Great. Excellent.
Right up on the website thing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was going to suggest renting a small dumpster and throwing it off the roof, and there's no cleanup.
That is such a smart idea.
Throw it into an empty dumpster.
You throw it into an empty.
First of all, you get that sound, that wonderful sound.
Oh,
and it's like in one fell swoop, you don't have to clean it up.
Right. Hold on, I gotta hang up on that guy because that's a good idea, but it reminded me of something else that I want to talk about. Pulling into work today at the same time as Shondell. Because
lucky you.
Well, let's be honest. Because we were at the same motel together. I said, what the hell? Let's share the car back to the station.
Was the afternoon delightful?
It was at that breezeway, Mike.
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah.
There is a crack hoe.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful place.
I don't want to call it a hotel.
I think it's fabulous.
There's a Roach Motel.
Terrific. You're kidding.
About 60 feet away from these studios.
Good
and
stuff.
The sign outside might as well say, mm-hmm. Are you ready to end your life? Lay down $35 for a room now.
But that's where we spent countless wonderful hours.
That's how much the rooms are?
So anyway, they have a sign bus.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, Shondell's pulling in the same time as I'm pulling in today. Yeah. And as we're leaving our cars and walking towards the station, there's a guy. Now, we have got these giant dumpsters outside, hence the dumpster mention. And they're constantly full of garbage because they're always trying to fix things up around here, even though they're never really doing it right. And there's a guy down there with a pickup truck. And I think he's like any of the other worker guys down there that's just loading stuff in and moving this garbage away. Well, Shondell gives him the evil eye as we're walking by. I don't think anything of it.
Right.
Walk up the stairs, come down the hall. She says, you know that guy was stealing. I say, no way. At first, I believe I said something to her. Like,
the white-haired guy?
Mike, that's the first thing I said to Shondell. I said, did you look at him? He looks like Santa Claus.
Okay, that guy, the old guy.
Yeah. Well, no, as it turns out, the guy was down there stealing. Let me see if I can find Shondell's phone number, because she verified.
I mean, the guy with the red pickup truck?
That's right.
That was like kind of half-parked in
in
our lane?
Yes, he was down there.
He was stealing trash?
Why do we do this like this?
He had drywall and stuff like that. But it was all busted up.
Nope, Shondell said he was down there stealing.
But it's trash. Is that
Shondell?
Hey, Shondell, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
It's Don and Mike. You know, I'm just telling everybody about that guy, and Mike's recognized him as well, the guy with the red truck.
Yeah, I saw the guy because he was blocking, you know, kind of blocking the lane when I pulled in.
So he was stealing, right?
He absolutely was. He was very shifty.
What was he stealing, Shondell?
Boxes of tiles and stuff out of the dumpster that had been used in the reconstruction of the building.
See, and I, like you, Mike, thought he was just a worker guy. And Shondell said to me, he's stealing. I said, no way. She said, I'm positive that guy's a thief.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Tony says it happens all the time.
So he's just coming by. Well, I guess if it's in the dumpster, it's trash, right?
Right. I'm sure he drove by and saw that we have a lot of construction stuff hanging out, you know, hanging around outside, and he started going through all the stuff.
He's down there with his truck running, though. I mean, the motor was running.
And he's got, like, plastic bags.
Getaway.
Yeah, right. Maybe
what if he's still down there?
For a fast getaway.
Yep.
Okay, thanks,
Shondell. No, I don't think he's down there. I looked out the window.
Oh, really? He's gone? He made a getaway?
He did.
He had his pickup was loaded.
It was.
Brimful.
Look at that. I was a thief. I was walking right by a thief. I was right there by a thief.
Trash
didn't
thief.
Even know it.
Shondell?
Yes?
Tomorrow, when you come to work, straight or curly?
Tomorrow will be straight.
Okay, great. Always something to look forward to. Both are good.
All right.
Shondell?
Yes?
Tomorrow when you come to work?
Uh-huh.
Straight? Or bye.
Oh. We'll have to see on that one.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Bye, Shondell.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Shondell has a very... in the calendar.
Very...
let me just say that.
Oh, yes.
Not in the calendar.
Very differing hairstyles each and every day.
I like that.
Yeah. Some girls look real good with straight hair.
Mm-hmm. And she's never had it straight since we worked with her. And
right.
She came in one day with the straight hair, and it was a fine look.
You know, her husband is a big guy with a short haircut.
I know, and
he's just a big, strong, punches like we're maggots.
Sorry.
So we should probably start talking about something else.
Okay.
You know what we can talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Did you check out the great new mailboxes we got out front there?
Yeah, well, the they got. We don't. We have the same crappy ones that are up against the wall.
Mike, eventually we'll be upgraded.
We're gonna get the new plastic one?
Yeah.
We're going from the old wrinkled cardboard to the new plastic.
That's right.
How exciting
is that? As they continue to make our life here at radio station WJFK just as absolute harem-like as possible. Today when I walked in, and people were saying to me really as if I should look at this with pride, saying,
right.
Did you see the new mailboxes? Now, here's the deal. When you come past Colette's desk, Colette, the director of First Impressions,
yes.
It's a piece of plastic.
Right.
A thing like that you would buy at a Walmart for like $40.
Yeah. Staples.
Yeah, Staples, Office Depot, right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just got a bunch of mail slots. Four or five people came by the office today and said, hey, did you see the new mailbox?
That's pathetic. And you know, I probably was one of them. I said, Hey, that's an improvement.
God,
and then I looked to the left, and I looked at the cardboard one. It's just sagging.
Yes, suckers.
It looks like an old 1600s barn.
It's very sad.
Absolute suckers.
It made me just yell. The first thing I said when I came in today, and normally I have to gear up to be real mad here, I said, that's fine. Just leave it. Looks good. Don't even put it out of eyesight.
Well, because you have to take stickers and put them on the new one, and that's a project.
It's a transition period.
And listen, also, there should be a rule.
Maybe the white-haired guy could steal it.
With the stickers that they're putting on, the new neat stickers they're putting on everybody's mailboxes, most of those people will not be working here in 3 months.
Yeah, make them easier.
So why don't we have, like, a seniority system that if you've actually managed to work here in increments of 3 months...
Hello, you're not on the bottom rung.
Right, and you only get your initials. Okay, work here 6 months, you can have your first initial and your last name.
Right.
Make it here a year... and you will put your entire name on your mailbox.
In gold filigree for all to see.
Now, all writing should be done with a white wax China marker. Because I think that's shiny, and it would probably wipe off with a thumb.
Rub it right off.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, a few years ago, when I was redoing my basement, there's a couple construction sites around where I work.
Yes.
And... I used to go around and hit the dumpsters and get lumber and stuff like that. And a cop pulled up one time, and I got to talking to him and stuff, and he said that...
conversation go as good as this one's going? I can tell you something. I'm bored out of my mind.
The cops say if you were taking it out of the dumpster, that was still stealing?
Or did he say it was public domain?
He said it was public domain.
Okay.
Once it's there, you can go ahead and take it.
Got you. Thank you.
But, you know, I happen to be doing a construction project right now, and the dumpster becomes the first floor, becomes the second floor, and, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you've got a construction site where everything's been taken.
Well, honor among thieves. I salute you and your dad.
Pirates, Don. It's piracy.
Pirates in the dumpster.
Arr! Dumpster being.
How can this be? We've not discussed American Idol.
And look
at the time. What's wrong with us? We've not discussed Bogart Bice.
And his missing tooth. Which for some reason I didn't notice until last night.
Don't Bogart
on the left side.
Bice.
He's got a missing tooth.
Did not know that.
And Constantine and that tongue that has got the smell like the instep of my shoe.
He was disgusting.
You know, I'll give you this. That's a great choice of song to win on American Idol, Bohemian Rhapsody.
If he could sing it.
Well, he didn't really have to.
He sang the easy part.
He's got all the background people to go, can you do the fandango? And then he stuck out his tongue like Gene Simmons.
He is so, I find him absolutely repulsive.
Listen, we'll bring this up in a second, but mark my words. Tonight, I put X's through her eyes last week, and I believe it tonight. Carrie Underwood, gone with a big G.
Guarantee that won't happen. I guarantee she's not gone.
I know America. Who do you think it is?
I think tonight it's going to be a surprise because everybody might say it's Nadia tonight because she sang such a weak song.
I think it's Nadia.
I think it might be Nadia, but I think there's an equal chance the guy with the Anwar, it might actually be Anwar.
No way.
They've set up Anwar to go all the way, I think.
And really? you know Anwar's gay.
Is he?
I read it somewhere.
That was the email.
Hey, how about Seacrest making a gym joke about Anwar? Because he's so buff. Hey, you might want to hit the gym, you know, because he had his shirt open, and it's like, oh, okay, Ryan.
The thing I had trouble
with... Ryan Schwarzenegger.
Sexual.
The thing I had trouble with last night was with the tracheotomy boy. Did you notice he sings into a mic, but he also has a lavalier mic? The lavalier mic could almost have just been wedged in his scar. They do something every week to make me stare at that flesh divot.
Well, my favorite.
Hey, and how about
my pick to go all the way is Von Zell.
Oh, she was great last night.
I love Von Zell.
Oh, let's hear it for the boy.
Oh,
yeah, a lot of that song selection, but she did a good job on that.
Yep.
How about those wax dummies they had sitting in for Hall & Oates last night?
Oh, God. What happened to Daryl Hall? What did he do to his head? What did he do to his head?
I don't know.
I can't go for that.
Okay, hold on. We've got a break. And, Buzz, you're doing your taxes during all of this.
Yes. Yeah, I spent 3 hours on the phone with my accountant last night, and I'm toast.
Last night, I couldn't believe it. The TV was up, and it was working. The colors were good. Rob was calling me. Are you watching this? I'm going, oh, the TV's so great. I called Buzz. I said, Buzz, it's 8:30. You've got to be watching American Idol. My new TV kicks ass. Buzz says, actually, I'm on the other line with the accountant about my income taxes.
Oh, that's a bad Tuesday night.
So 11:30 p.m., we bid each other goodnight and hung up.
So I imagine my boozy, happy, all energetic 8:30 call was the last thing you wanted. You're doing your taxes. Meanwhile, I'm on the phone. I've already had the better part of one drink and starting on my second. Buzz, my TV. Oh, that DVD you gave me about making the picture better. It's so good.
I just wanted somebody to shoot me.
I blame my taxes. Yeah, it's something like, you're not watching American Idol? Can I call you back?
Come on, Buzz, waste some time with me.
Are you going to watch
Anwar?
Anwar.
Anwar. If I would like to thadot with Anwar.
So you don't like Carrie Underwood, huh?
It's not that I like her or don't like her, Mike. I got my pulse right there on America's arm.
You did predict her ouster once before, and it didn't pan out, right? I mean, is this the same girl?
did we ask you, Buzz?
No, you really didn't.
No, you're right. I pictured it. I pictured it go last week.
Okay. Why the problem with Ms. Underwood?
She doesn't like the greasy.
She doesn't like the greasy. Even with the Pat Benatar?
Oh, God.
Was it because you betted Pat Benatar one time? Is that what it is?
She was greasy.
The greasy. She liked the greasy.
She liked the greasy. Mm-hmm. Okay, we should hit a break here. Yeah. Quiet H&R Block.
That's for me, I guess.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Okay, quiet H&R Block. Now I get the joke. Because you're a quiet H&R Block.
Oh, it was an immediate.
Why would
comment.
H&R Block? I understand. I'll see you in a second. Hey, quiet H&R Block.
Put a sock in it, Jackson Hewitt.
I thought I'd give the competition a plug.
There you go.
Oh, you know the commercial I don't like?
What?
Or I don't know what investment house it is. The one with the guy from Law & Order.
Uh-huh.
Where the camera changes.
T.D. Waterhouse, I think.
Where the camera changes 8,000 times.
Sam Waterston, so the side of his head.
So you see him reading a teleprompter. In essence, they think that they're taking down some wall between you, the viewer, and say, look, it's just a commercial. Right. But it pisses me off.
I understand.
It doesn't make
he's
me
He's not attractive from the side.
It doesn't make me want to buy that. No, he's got big hairs coming out of his nose.
How about all the commercials that they ran on the few commercials they ran on the Masters telecast for companies that I'm so unsophisticated I don't even know what it's about.
Many of them have been indicted now.
I mean, really, it's like at SBC, we know that your corporation that you own has to function at a very high level. I'm going, what's this? Where's the Wendy's?
What's the one where they, I don't know what it is, but it says, we don't make the ink that makes your pen, but we make the whatever better. We don't make the car that you drive, but we make the roads better. It's like, you know, you better watch it because we really are controlling your life.
Stand the majority of commercials that are on the high-dollar program.
Yeah. You should be able to know what a commercial's for just by watching it,
right? That's
right.
I agree.
You should.
It's simple enough that even the common man, they got a bunch of people that are turning between businessmen and knights of the round table.
Oh, you said common man. Joe.
And I don't understand it.
And he just walked in.
And all of a sudden it's like, something's coming. He's in the boardroom in a tie. And then he's like Sir Lancelot. And it's like, what the heck? What is it?
It means something.
I don't know. Sure.
And then it says IBM.
Put Burger King in it. Then I'm watching.
Right.
The Burger King.
Where are the colors?
You know, Burger King can do. Burger King can get a gigantic kiss from me because there's no greater commercial than when the Burger King guy comes to the window.
The Burger King.
Yeah, and because it's creepy.
it's great.
Creepy like killer clowns from outer space creepy.
Fantastic.
But Burger King gets a big kiss for that. Sure. That's
you
good.
Like
that.
A completely non-moving plastic head.
That's what I like.
Like the top greasy. Of a guy.
But that's another good. Spot that I never get is for Eastern Motors. Your job's your credit.
You understand?
What does that mean?
It means you get the line of credit if you have a job, Ron.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll sing it to you.
If they had a jingle, I bet you would understand it.
Your job's your credit. At Eastern Motors.
Your job's your credit.
Job's your credit.
I get it.
Yeah, see? Yeah. It's simple.
I got to go and buy a car.
Let's do one more time.
Your job, your credit. At Eastern Motors.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hi there.
How you doing anyway, huh?
How are you anyway?
I'm Ron Mexico.
And Ron Mexico.
Oh, there. Oh, T-shirt number 7.
Yes.
Red number 7, real big on the back. Ron Mexico.
I understand that.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Got to break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show.
After you let the air out of the balloon, all that you're left with is the latex. And the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are. That's what it says.
It takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
You gotta find the tape first.
Be glad to say.
Starberry, letter 23.
Hi, this is Robert DeMille.
Hello, my love. I heard a kiss.
Starberry. He said that one time.
Yes, he did.
I love Starberry ice cream.
He's gonna come down here, uninvited, yes, at some point.
Before American Idol, two very quick inside notes, and then I'll get right off this topic. I admit to being guilty that I went to this site, DCR-TV, to see if anybody had written anything about these disc jockeys, right? Doing little recon.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I got a problem with the guy that runs this particular radio gossip website.
What now?
It's really nothing, but I just am pointing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Without fail, the guy that runs this little radio gossip website will write stuff about us, right? That our show's no good anymore, the show is aging, wait for us to be pushed out the door, our ratings stink, etc. That's his opinion, that's fine. Here's what I don't dig. They're writing, somebody's writing a thread about another disc jockey who I guess said the F word on his show today.
Okay.
Where that's alleged. And somebody writes, how do you find a complaint? How do you write a complaint to get a fine? So someone writes an answer, and it says, here's all the stuff you do, and it's signed Don Geronimo.
Oh, right.
And here's what his response is underneath.
Uh-huh.
Dave's response, I'm pretty sure the above is not from the real Don Geronimo.
Uh-huh.
Listen, dude, you know it's not from me, okay?
Yeah.
That's my whole point. You know.
And he controls what gets through and what gets on,
right? You know it's not from me. And for those of you that have emailed us at the website to say, hey, why are you getting down on this guy? This guy's a big fan of your guy's show. He's not. Why don't you, you know, why don't you read, and he's welcome to have his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that we are yesterday's goods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, congratulations. A guy writing a radio column who's not really in radio from his mom's basement, that's okay. You can have your opinion.
Right.
Just don't slam us in a slight way. And I don't want to make more out of this than it is.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Come out and either don't put that on there, you know, because really it's not fair and he knows it's not from you, or make it clear that's not from you. I mean, that's you know, it's not silly.
And I'm sure that he'll write as he has written before, hey, Don's a public figure. These guys get big money on the radio to dish it out. They should be able to take it. Mm-hmm. Well, I say to you, Dave Hughes, who loves writing about me and loves letting people write anything they want about me on your goddamn site because you're so obsessed with free speech, just wait till I start talking about you. Just wait to see how you like it. I'll devote a lot of time to you, dude. I really don't give a rat's ass what your opinion is. You're entitled to it. But if you're going to put something up on a radio gossip website, don't be so stupid as to even leave the shadow of a doubt that I may have actually sent it in myself.
Yeah.
Why not be a straight shooter? Just put, this was not from Don.
Yeah, he knows the fact.
Of course he does.
Right. He controls that. He
that
knows
guy, along with those other dumb disc jockeys, has my email address. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would know if I was sending him anything.
Right.
Okay? Jesus. Okay, and other thing. Hold on. Click off and go on.
Good.
One other thing.
Yes.
Unrelated to that. But it's radio, so I want to just say this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Hughes is going to be mad. I think Ron and Fez are getting screwed. That's all I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that would be unfortunate.
Okay? Big fans of Ron and Fez, we are.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And I said we are, Mike. I lump you in.
Yeah, I mean, good guys. Well. Nice guys, too. Good people.
Yep. And Ron and Fez, don't talk about the inside stuff of what's going on here.
Right.
But, you know, listen, dudes, just be straight with them. I think if you were straight with them, that you would be pleasantly surprised at the reaction. Mm-hmm. How they might react. And we had to learn this the hard way ourselves in the radio business. It's always worse when you imagine what someone's going to say. Like with a disc jockey, we couldn't tell them this. They'll fly off the handle.
Right.
So it's best just not to talk to them for months and months and months. I'm not talking about Ron and Fez or us in particular, but that's always the strategy.
Good example. That's just, I will say one thing about that. I think that that is something, the unsettled state of that situation is something that is weighing heavily on this whole place.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. Making it kind of a downer to be around here.
Right. I like Round, I like Fez. Not that I run this place. I'm not, you know, king of Bartertown. I'm just telling you my opinion.
Who run Bartertown? Master Blaster.
I think they're getting screwed.
Yeah.
And I still think they're getting screwed by Bill O'Reilly. I think that he still is the whole reason that all this crap is going on at this radio station. It's been now 2 months since they've reinserted Bill O'Reilly into the lineup on our station here at our home station.
Uh-huh.
And yet to this day, we run no commercials for his show.
Mm-hmm.
The commercials that we run for the radio station say Howard Stern in the morning, Don and Mike in the afternoon, Junkies middays, excuse me, Junks, Ron and Fez at night.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even acknowledge the fact that Bill O'Reilly is on our station.
Right.
Yet he has totally turned the lineup upside down,
mm-hmm.
and is making it very uncomfortable for a lot of people to work here to figure out about where their next job might be and if this might be the place where their next job should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of you people out there think that I'm the general manager here. I'm not. If I was the general manager, if I was the program director, if I really had any say, I'd say it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Keep all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them all.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother.
With the exception of O'Reilly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, who cares if his big, dumb GOP feelings get hurt?
Absolutely. He doesn't care.
Like, well I'm
I mean,
not,
really?
I'm not on in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. I'm not on in New York. I'm not crying about it every day.
Uh-huh. No.
Get over it.
Exactly.
Do what I do. Count your money.
Right.
Make your phone calls. Get out your vibes. Do what you got to do.
Okay. And now, time for a transition to another subject.
Anyway, much love to you, Ron and Fez, fighting the DJ battles.
Hey, you played the transition music. And now it's time to go on to another subject on the Don and Mike Show. They are good guys, though.
See you.
Sorry.
You're as bad as the rest, Mike.
Like
as bad
it.
As me. You're as bad as Robbie.
How's your memory?
I find them naturally funny.
Hello. Hello. Who, Buzz?
Run fast.
Hello there.
Buzz. Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don. This is Shady. I'd like to volunteer a big dump truck. You can get up on top of the... Hello?
What? Rob, what are you screaming? It's a
it's
nickname?
A nickname.
He's a guy with the dump truck.
Yeah.
No. I think he's saying his name. If you say this is Pete from Baltimore, or this is Shotgun
Hold
Pete
on.
From Baltimore, that's a nickname.
All I know is the guy said, this is Shady, this I got a Shady. Dump truck.
Yeah,
his name's Shady.
Yeah, it's a nickname there.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll let it proceed, but I'm
thanks.
Formally against it.
Highly thanks. Unorthodox.
Thanks, you're going to let that proceed. Hold on. Let me listen to something again. Oh, that's right. I'm just double checking. Let me just play another one. I didn't hear I didn't hear anything there. I didn't hear anything. Shady.
Yes, sir.
The man.
Yeah, I was going to donate my truck. You can get on top of the hood and throw that thing off, big dump truck, and then nice, I'll haul it away for you.
The boys out in Smoker's Corner are all pretty excited about the destruction tomorrow.
We're going to make it happen. Robert says, hand me a note. No, it was a joke. No, it's a serious note. He underlined it. He will, underneath Will's underlined, he will disappoint you.
No question, apparently. Shady, you're not going to disappoint us, are you?
Not at all, sir. Right. I may add you do a fine job at the restaurant there, Amir's. I had dinner the other night with my old lady.
Oh, no. Now we can't have him on the air anymore, Mike.
Now
we can't.
I think Shady would be fantastic.
Hold on, Shady.
All right, buddy.
Hold on. Talk to Beth Ann and McBride, please.
Donnie, be a approximately 18 minutes away.
We put her on charge on top of all of this thing tomorrow with destroying the TV.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Did y'all notice something bogus about Constantine last night?
Well, everything.
Tell us, list everything.
Everything.
But when he ended the song, he just ended it just humming the last few words.
Yeah. Listen, I think Mike alluded to this, and he was absolutely right that Constantine got off
And oh, did he get off? He got off easy because Bohemian Rhapsody, like Freddie Mercury sang it, is a hard song to hit with a lot of hard notes.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't do any of the falsetto stuff.
No, he didn't.
And on American Idol, when you get to this stage, they got the good background singers, they got the good orchestration, they've got the studio pros.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you know, somebody's behind Paula Abdul, you know, with paper towels. It's ridiculous. I mean, she's just like, now I think you're going to win this competition. I think Paula Abdul has completely shown her type of guy. Constantine is without question.
Well, you know why, Mike? It's like looking in the mirror.
Absolutely.
For Paula Abdul. Do you like the greasy Paula?
That's her kind of guy.
Hey, greasy Paula, say hello to greasy Constantine.
I would venture to say that when Gene Simmons was selected to be one of the judges, she had a large hand in that.
Yeah.
That is her kind of guy.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see. I believe the tracheotomy kid is safe.
Yeah.
I believe my man, Full Metal Jacket, is safe, even though he was kind of shaky at the beginning of She's Gone.
All right, I'm going to say this. There is a chance that Scott Sable might be in trouble because he showed his temper, which he should not show.
No, Mike, I disagree.
Well, because people know that now he pulled the phone out of the wall and threw it at his girlfriend.
Everybody knew that already.
But it's you know, I'll tell you what the real deal is.
No, I know
you. The real deal is being up here and singing in front of all these people.
Millions of people wouldn't do what it is that I said that I would do. I mean, I'm telling you.
It's all the more reason, though. I'm just dying for him to get voted off because I think he's going to have a meltdown when he does.
It's not going
to
happen.
I think Scott Sable could go this week.
My instant analysis last night was that was a moment that turned it around for him. The song.
And I just say that because I know that Scott Sable is your pick to click.
Yeah. Well, listen,
he's your John Peter Lewis.
Yeah, but as far as the song goes, he did not do a good job of singing the song She's Gone. But
He's always on the bubble.
But the fact that afterwards he stood on stage after they told him that he sucked and gave lip.
Yeah.
I think that there's a whole lot of people out there that go, hey, you know what? He's got some nads.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to vote for the Full Metal Jacket boy for a goof. Keep him on one more week.
I think it could be Scott Sable. It could be the tracheotomy scar.
It's Carrie Underwood.
Or Nadia.
Mm-mm.
It won't happen to Nadia.
Are you going
to
pick three that you think will go?
Okay. I'm going to surprise you.
Right.
I bet that Bogart Bice is in the bottom three.
Okay.
Then I'll have Anwar.
Yeah, all right. We agree on Anwar.
And Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be one of those, everybody's shocked because all the people that suck are still in the competition.
I'm taking Nadia out of it. I mean, because I said Anwar earlier. I think it's going to be Anwar, Scott Sable, and Tracheotomy Boy.
And then who's the loser?
I think that for some reason, I've got a hunch that Tracheotomy Boy is going to go this week.
Mm.
I said Anwar before. I think it's going to be Tracheotomy Boy. Mm.
Carrie Underwood. I tell you, that girl wouldn't know sex appeal if it came up and bit her during a GYN examination.
She's America's fresh-faced new tart.
Jesus Christ, she's like a new Anita Bryant. You want to do what to me with that? Well, no, she'd be like an American. She would be like in Animal House, taking off the rubber gloves.
Yeah, but
like with Greg Marmolejo.
Mandy Pepperidge was A-okay with me.
No,
you know, I still easy on the eye. That's why Belushi climbed the ladder.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, hi. I saw American Idol last night for the first time ever.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
Hey, I'm down with Private Pyle.
You like Scott Sable?
Yeah, I think he'd do all right. He's a little ballsy, and I think he hit the high notes pretty well on She's Gone.
Hmm.
He's easy on the eye.
He did all right at the end, but the thing is, he is just waiting. He is a time bomb here, just waiting to go off. And
again,
I think America loves that. The fact that there is a real bona fide village idiot in this competition.
Uh-huh. You've never been wrong about that. But you know they do eventually fall to the wayside.
He will not be the. I'm convinced, as of this week, that I'm afraid the winner will be Constantine. I think so.
Wow. You mean like to win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I hope it's Von Zell, because you know what? Even though she's still, I think, a little nervous when she's performing, as far as raw talent, I think she's got the best raw voice of anybody.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Are you the big chief or one of the little Indians?
Oh, hold on.
What's your name? Get on your horse. Take down your pants. Just get down on your knees.
Your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Seems to be the idea.
I got a job for you.
Sorry, don't get it done, dude.
Pick up a kid named Billy Hyatt and bring him out to the old mission.
Or I'll decide this one. Well, it's nice to find a fellow with a keen sense of humor.
Great call.
Talked about it some.
Yes, sir?
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
No. Don't ever do it again. You do that and I'll kill you. Maybe I'm not so inclined. Well, just how do I go about that? Maybe you're right. Maybe you aren't much good anymore. Unfortunately, yes. Aren't you sorry now you didn't get on the stage? Short, feisty fella, nervous and quick, got a messed up lower lip.
Got great tapes.
I'm stop if I say stop. Well, get going. Take it easy. Now, this is the way it's going to be. What is your name? Stop cackling. You have said enough. You wear those things in public, I'll arrest you. I think you're right, friend. I'll blast you to hell as quick as I would a white man.
Wow.
Wow. That's a good
one. Thank you. I'm looking for a Pierre Cardona. He's staying here.
I like that one.
I asked you a question. Pierre Cardona. You may gather I'm a little impatient. You do that and I'll kill you. Where'd you get that money? What's your answer? No, I'm cold and hungry and wet and tired and short-tempered. So get on with it. They're working for me. A man will never work for a woman unless he's got clabber for brains. Where's your brother? Very funny. What's your answer?
We don't need to waste no time speculating on his case or feeling sorry for him.
What are you doing here? Mormon Drover in New Mexico, eh? Well, get going. Take it easy.
Wow. You ought to know something about these cases. You do, don't you?
But when it comes right down to it, don't matter to me. Don't you have something to do? I know you from someplace, don't I?
God, he's got good ones.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me.
What'd he say?
Hold on.
I'm just ruminating for information.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Look, kid, the border's over yonder just 60 miles. Why don't you light out? We'll join you. Promise you.
Yes, sir?
I thought that's what it was.
Take down your pants. You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
That's it. He's back at the beginning. Yeah,
we ain't going in looking guilty. You've got to learn that you can't have everything your own way. Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you. You do that and I'll kill you. A dumbass amateur. You better wipe that smile off your face or I'll do it for you. As my Mexican friend said, what is your name? And I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night. Well, get going. Take it easy.
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
You must figure I'm a real dangerous man.
Can't be that hungry. They're showing off.
Unfortunately, yes.
This guy will go all day.
Who's the best? Tell Sam Sharp knows I want to see him. Tell him the same place as the last time and all he needs is his saddle. Big mouth don't make a big man. Well, if it makes you feel any better, that slug you put in me kept me in the hospital for 6 months. I apologize for my language. Yes, sir. Well, the plans have changed. All right, Buster, what do you do? Either you quit acting like a prima donna or we'll call the whole thing off. Pretty young for that, aren't you? Yes, sir.
Wow.
I can hear. You don't have to shout. What do you want?
So I want you to swing over to Chavisco.
Oh, God.
Show him the way, dude. Pick up a kid named Billy Hyatt and bring him out to the old mission. You got no sense of responsibility? Well, the question don't make sense. This is going to hurt. Here's something to bite on. Do that again and I'll break every bone in your body. I'll let him have the key to your cell anytime he wants it.
What'll we do?
He talks out of turn, Stumpy. Throw a bucket of water on him.
Yes, sir. So what?
Want another beer?
Sounds like good advice.
Wow. Okay, listen, I give. You're pretty good.
Oh, fantastic.
You're as good on those tapes as I am.
Duke
you're
to Duke.
Good.
Dueling Dukes.
Who is this? Hello, come on, pick up. Pick up for a second.
Fortunately, yeah.
Well, pick
it's
up.
Still playing.
Pick up.
Hello, are you there?
You're working for me.
Okay.
How about a cigar?
I think it's really him.
Come on, talk. Hello?
Well, get going.
We'll take it easy. Okay.
Are you sure you want me to do that?
We just want to give you some props.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's great. Call anytime.
Anytime, Duke.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Now what?
Now what?
Now he's fumbling with the phone.
Holy Christmas.
The greasy.
Where's your brother?
Don't start this again.
This is no sense like wrestling a few cows.
You do that again and I'll break every bone in your body.
How's it taste?
I know you from someplace, don't
you? You're a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
Well, the question don't make sense.
Right.
This is Robert the Mailman.
There you go. He's speechless.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Are you sure?
Wasn't you married to a woman?
Take down your pants. You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Do you have kids for you?
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, you're a great caller. Goodbye. Goodbye, attorney. Goodbye, turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
Duke to Duke.
Wow, that was... That was surprisingly good.
That was wonderful.
Man, I don't know if you guys were... If you're tracking with that, there's some guy at home with the buttons. With
little sampler.
He's got the sample screen, and I mean, he's got the thing. I think
we realized how those lines are all delivered.
One on one.
The whole thing.
Man on man. Duke. Duke time.
It's Duke time.
It's Duke time. Speaking of, got a break.
Yeah, I'm glad it's a 9-minute break.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Plug all, I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops! Comic's constant companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I start on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year. And that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
The Don and Mike Show.
Think of all the good they've done.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know what you think about that, huh? Think about that with the chime time. Let me make a very quick...
What's the number? There we go.
Quick call.
Come on, new phone system.
Yeah.
Old phone system.
Better pick up the phone.
Hey,
Cam, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, Cameron, how are you?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. You're on the air.
Oh.
Is that okay? Would you rather not be on the air?
Fine.
Okay. I bring this to your attention.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm... Oh, please don't call me sir.
Yes.
So patronizing. I'm concerned that you've asked Beth Ann for tapes of our show. You've asked for a tape of yesterday when we talked about Larry's Redskin show. And now you've asked for a copy of the tape today where both Mike and I said, we like Ron and Fez.
Right, for promos.
For promos. In both instances, in both cases where we were talking about things that painted the station in less than a...
No. I want the stuff where you... The stuff like Buzz said about Ron and Fez. That makes good promos.
That's the reason you want those segments?
If she cuts them up into just those pieces, I'm happy.
Yeah, take them out of context.
I don't want segments.
See, when we got the information, Cameron, we thought you were, like, taking... segments where we're talking
I want clips that we can use in promos.
And Cam, I know you went crazy yesterday about that Chris Rock tape.
Yes.
We got a tape of Chris Rock that we played on the show for 10 years where the F word is, it's not beeped out, it's just potted down.
Drop that.
It's
right,
like they do it on,
you got to give me some, you got to cut me some slack. It's been a kind of a rough few weeks over that word.
Oh, yeah.
Like on CBS, when they're going to say a bad word, they turn the pod down.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann came in yesterday and said, Cameron's really pissed. So what's going on? Says the F word got out. It's impossible. No. It was the Chris Rock thing.
No, I didn't say it got out. I guess people said it did. I didn't say it did.
Here's my question. Who are the people that are telling you the F word's getting out? And don't you have a radio up in your office?
No. I can't listen to the show all the time. No, I got a bunch of callers calling on my voicemail, leaving me all these messages, so I checked it out.
So you're not collecting a library of Don and Mike talking bad about the radio station that can be used against us at a later date? Because, you know, we're natural radio performers.
Just promo material. That's all I'm looking
for. There's
enough of that floating around already with us saying this place stinks.
You understand the paranoid atmosphere that exists in this building now.
I guess.
All right, well then, Cameron.
But it makes you feel, Don and Mike, it makes you feel better. Just have her cut up the clips into 3-second clips. I don't want segments.
Okay, because Cameron...
To put your mind at ease, that's all I'm looking for.
Because, you know, Cameron is the one that got Jim Nance on the show. I didn't even know that until
isn't that great?
The next day.
I mean, got him down. He was standing next to him.
Yeah,
because that was great.
Scooped him up for the show, so we say thanks. I thought we had, like, something going there, and then all of a sudden...
Cameron, while we have you on the show, is the job everything you thought it would be?
The best ever.
And more.
It is plenty more. Thank
Now, Cameron, you're the program director here at WJFK. My question to you, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Can we get some tape of the Larry Michael Redskins show from Monday for our promos? Can we get some tape of Larry doing his show?
I don't know if Chris recorded it, but if he did, you can.
Not Larry, just Chris.
Oh, you want clips of Chris?
Yeah, just Chris.
Well, you can just put him in the studio and tell him to read what you want.
Just Chris being the suck-up. Which he was. All right, Cameron, thank you for your time.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, I forgot.
It's just a nice closer, I thought.
You're right. You got the good memory. You got the good memory.
Bit of unfinished business.
It's been a long time. Uh-huh. Boy, you got so much better. Who is this? Hello, who is this?
He is in a serious mode. He is.
It doesn't even start.
No, it's wow. So yeah.
He makes the inside of a golf ball look relaxed.
Doesn't he have caller ID so we can see it's a studio calling him?
No one knows how to use the new phone.
The new used phone.
Is there to pick up? I'll say his name. All right, he says this is Cameron, right?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Cameron.
He knows the song.
It's been a while.
Oh, it has been. I forgot how much fun that
is. Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
Anyone can share the deep.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me. Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
Yeah, there it is. Love that phone call.
It's too good. Hi. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
I frankly don't believe him.
Yeah, well, about the promos, still
that's crap.
Suspicious.
I mean, you want some promo material?
Uh-huh.
Yesterday we had, in my humble estimation, a real good show. Lots of audience participation. We had the game with the sounds.
Yeah.
Mike had a bunch of killer impressions yesterday.
Well, Beth Ann took the phone call. How would she characterize it?
She was rightly so concerned.
Mm-hmm.
She came in and said, I don't think this is totally on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that either. I mean, and Cameron... I mean, really, I guess you don't want this on the radio, but if you want to run promos for Rob and Fez, why don't you give them jobs? I mean, why don't you sign them up?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, if you want promos, and you want us, how could you possibly pull a promo?
Don?
Yeah, Mike?
Hold on a second.
How could you possibly make a promo of that Redskins conversation we had?
Wait a minute.
What? Come
on. Who's on this line?
I picked it up.
Hello?
I just heard this kind of crackling.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
We were having a private conversation.
This is not a party line. What can we do for you?
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yes.
Oh, hello. Yeah, hey.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi. Come on.
Well, listen, I know you guys are a charter members of the Patricia Heaton International Fan Club, but you guys didn't mention Raymond's episode Monday, so you guys must not have seen it, right?
Okay, I hate
Rob.
I hate to be so, oh God, all knowing about everything. Are you talking about the episode where she dresses like a, like kind of like a hoe to make a point?
To say the least.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
If it was that memorable, you would have mentioned it.
Here's the deal. Yeah. I don't know what was on Monday night.
No.
It was the night my TV broke. So I was just flipping around, and I happened past, and I got the gist of the episode.
I seen the promo.
In the first 5 seconds.
The rerun, I think.
She was showing her breast implants, and she was going to show Ray that she could dress sexy. And
yeah.
Aren't they still doing the Jive gimmick where you voted on your 10 favorite Everybody Loves Raymond episodes?
I think so.
So I think it's even a rerun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a pay-per-view recommendation.
That
movie Saw, it's scary. I watched it last night. It's real scary.
Did you see the first part of it?
Saw.
It's called C.
Seesaw. No, this is really scary. I'm not kidding you this time. This movie, it is very scary. I haven't seen a movie that scared me and gave me a nightmare. And indeed.
A nightmare?
Nightmare. The Grudge.
Saw.
Oh, The Grudge was this thing.
This is scarier
than
The Grudge.
I've seen both of them within a 2-week span.
Grudge made me jump.
This Saw.
It made me jumpier.
If you're not scared by it, you can't get scared. Okay.
You know what else is scary?
What's that?
Mr. 3000?
Have you seen Hitch?
That's scary. Very scary.
Hold on. We were just discussing
Fever
television.
Fever pitch. Woo!
We were just discussing television a moment ago, and there's a list here, and. The DJ newspaper, USA Today, where they're guessing about the shows that are going to be
renewed,
brought
and,
back, yeah. and canceled.
Okay, hey,
baby. They have for sure.
Sorry, I was just looking at that picture of Alan Barkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They would have done
skillet
better.
Face.
They would have done better with that picture. She's hot. She's always been sexy. But why does the hand have to be up there?
Here's what you have. these shows. Are for sure going to be brought back.
Nice hand.
Take a look at her face.
Mike, I saw the picture before.
It's okay, but then you look at the hook. You know, you look at that. That's seriously. That's gonna like get a fish out of a lake and bring it back to the nest and feed the young.
That's
right
great.
The mummy grabs it.
She got the Vish Don Imus hands.
That's it.
She really does.
Stupid idiot.
She's like Jack Kent Cook hands.
Oh my, that's not good.
If you were to dig him up today.
Yeah.
Or if you were to dig up Dan Snyder's, the guy with the patches. I don't even mean anything by that.
No, we don't even know what that means.
His dad. I only said that because maybe you could turn that into a funny Redskins promo. George, that's his name. Thank you, Rob. On CBS, here's they have Coming Back for Sure, CSI, CSI Miami, CSI New York, Cold Case, Numbers, Still Standing, 2.5 Men, Without a Trace, and King of Queens.
Don't get that.
I don't either.
Especially with this week's ratings. Did you hear about that? Did Rob tell you about this?
Oh, I read that they came in last in the time slot.
King of Queens on from 9 to 9:30. Normally, that's your lead-in show. If there are 2 half-hour sitcoms together, that's the strong one. This last week in the ratings, King of Queens on from 9 to 9:30. When it went off at 9:30 and Yes, Dear came on, the ratings went up by 2 million people.
Wow.
No. People are actually avoiding King of Queens.
Mm-hmm. It's renewed, gone from CBS, or nearly dead. Most of these shows have been going anyway. Center of the Universe, Clubhouse, Dr. Vegas.
No!
Raymond, Jag. Here you go. Here's what I don't get. ABC. Renewed. Uh-huh. Well, of course, Desperate Housewives. Sure. Of course. Boston Legal, of course.
Yes.
Alias.
Yes.
George Lopez.
Don't get that.
I'd like to thank everyone at ABC for bringing me back.
According to Jim, Lost, Hope and Faith. They got some good shows
Lost
on ABC.
Lost is good,
They are canceling. Oh, son of a bitch.
What?
What?
Oh, no.
Jake in Progress.
No!
It just got here.
No! You didn't give Blackie Parrish a chance.
Then you go to NBC. Uh-huh. Here are the shows they're keeping.
Right.
And NBC wonders why they're now the number 3 network.
They are in trouble.
Remember, it was just a couple of years ago. NBC kicked ass every night.
Used to be.
Here's what they're renewing. Crossing Jordan.
Oh, that show's tired.
ER.
Very tired.
Joey. Yeah,
stupid.
Okay. Shut up, Buzz. I rarely say that to you. Speak to you in such forceful language.
I know, but you're emotional about Joey.
You know. Well, I know comedy. Mike knows comedy.
You bet I do.
Then you've got all four of the Law and Order.
Of course.
Medium, Scrubs, West Wing coming back.
Good.
Medium.
Yay, Medium.
Gone, Father of the Pride, no. Hawaii, LAX, Medical Investigation, Third Watch, American Dreams.
What about Las Vegas? Was that on the NBC?
Yeah, that's renewed. That's
okay,
renewed.
All right.
And Fox, yeah. Coming Back, House, King of the Hill, Malcolm in the Middle, The O.C., The Simpsons, 70 Show, 24. It doesn't say American Idol, I'm guessing. Gone, of course, everything on Fox.
Everything else.
Johnny Zero.
Yes.
These shows, Method in Red. North Shore.
Shows I don't even know.
Point Pleasant, True Calling. Oh, but Mike, hold on. This is why I brought this up. You want to get the shows you don't know.
Okay. You have the shows that are renewed that we don't know.
Okay. UPN. These are the hits that are returning for the new season.
Right.
Cuts.
What is it?
I'm guessing it has something to do with the barbershop. Then another show called Eve. Now, what's that about? Before Adam came? Then
you have about sex.
Then you have Girlfriends.
Yes.
Half and Half.
Mm-hmm.
Now what is it? Is that about a creamer?
Yeah, it's coffee shop.
Yeah, non-dairy creamer.
Interracial show.
One-on-One.
Uh-huh.
I've just had some kind of gay love show.
That's the Gary Williams show, isn't
That's
it?
Man on Man. That's what I was thinking of. And Veronica Mars.
Wasn't Veronica Mars Kathleen Turner?
I have no idea.
No, that's V.I. Wojciechowski.
Yeah, wow.
Those are the shows that are coming back, the ones that are canceled for you. Now, on the WB,
mm-hmm.
There's another network, another channel. You're like, they should just blow that channel up, because who watches?
Right.
But listen to all the hits that they have, or at least enough to be renewed.
To them, these are hits.
Charm.
Mm-hmm.
Everwood.
Oh, that's a good show. I've watched that show.
Everwood?
It's Everwood, yeah. It's porn.
Gilmore Girls.
Why didn't you say so?
One Tree Hill.
Uh-huh.
Oh, listen, seriously, the next two? The can't misses.
Okay.
Reba?
Hello.
Seventh Heaven.
I told you you're my favorite?
You know what I like about Seventh Heaven?
What?
It is the most realistic show.
Right.
It is.
Have you ever seen Seventh Heaven?
Oh, I watch it every week.
Have you ever, really, have you ever seen it?
No, I never have.
It is. You have to watch it sometime.
Do you have to suspend disbelief?
Oh, it's so vanilla.
It is. It is the Brady Bunch, except they try to be serious. The fat pregnant wife is always bubbly, and they've got like 12 perfect Aryan children. One of them, I think, was Ashley Simpson for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids never fight, and like the little precocious kids. Oh, and the dad's a priest.
Okay.
So the dad's
good
a
Christian
priest.
Show.
And
dad's
like,
a priest. That's blasphemous.
And you know the kid that's grown up and living above the house in the garage now, like Fonzie used to, whatever he does.
Uh-huh.
He comes down, and the two precocious ones are sitting going, hey. Where do wondering, because you know we don't know a lot about life. Like, where do babies come from?
And I then, have of to course, say this: you know an awful lot about this television show.
How much time do you?
This
I've
isn't
seen it.
Just a mere flipping around.
I seen it.
This is logging some time with it.
I seen it.
So it's like the bad movies that you just can't tear yourself away from. You need
okay,
to.
Okay, I've watched.
How many episodes?
Really? Maybe 10.
Wow.
Maybe 10.
That's a lot.
More than I thought.
None of them first run, though.
This is like your fascination with Little House on the Prairie.
All of them on ABC Family.
Watch it. That's a good show.
No, it's the same kind of stuff.
However, even I, and I like my nice, sappy, like Donna Reed, Father Knows Best, even I can't tolerate the show Seventh Heaven, yet I find myself watching it because I think the characters are so unbelievable in this day and age.
Right.
How can people possibly watch it? Huge hit show.
Mm-hmm. It's like Bizarro Spiewak Family.
I say that huge hit show for the WB means there's 10 people watching.
That's right. Seventh Heaven.
You know what you didn't mention on the Fox list, and it is renewed. Do you realize Cops has been on 18 seasons now?
Wow.
That's it holds up.
That would be how long the Fox network has been on, right?
Yeah, I guess it's their first show,
and
right?
I told you, if they're going down that CSI route, if they really do what I saw them do, which I've never seen a Cops like that, I'm addicted to it again.
That means they're arresting people that weren't even born when the show started.
But they've got a picture of my man, Bernie Mac, saying, what does it say? Bernie Mac, right, with guest star Isaac Hayes, could be back for another season. He's not on the list, though.
Oh, I hope so. They're just not sure yet.
He's not on the list. He's not even on the bubble list.
They should bring him back.
Well, Bernie Mac.
They will. I don't understand it.
This is Robert the Mailman.
I'm tired of paying that all the time.
Hello.
Why are you doing that, paying that all the time? You're making me mad. You're making me mad.
Don and Mike Show, hello. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey,
you're on the show going now.
Yeah.
Hey, is Numbers on ABC next year?
That's on CBS. It's on CBS, and yes, it did renew.
It
made the cut, yes.
Good show.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot. I'm ejected.
Okay.
You didn't mention what was gone from the WB.
What, Mike?
Grounded for Life. Damn it.
Hey, you're grounded.
You're grounded. What the hell's wrong with that?
There it is.
Hey, how are you?
Put it in.
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you, Alan Thicke. And hello. I say the same thing every time he says that.
Don and Mike show.
Full name.
Hello.
Hi, I wanted to say Veronica Mars, this is a great show.
Who is the star of Veronica Mars?
Yeah, I don't know her name. They pretty much have a no-name fan, but they have some sons.
I thought it was a major star.
No, Veronica. Right. Veronica Mars. Sounded like a porn star.
Yeah, it does.
I thought it was a big name. I really did think it was a big name.
It's almost like it's one of those names you could make a dirty joke out of. Like you're face down in Veronica Mars, and you're like face down. And what was that?
Veronica Lake.
Veronica Lake. Yeah. That's what I was. Thank you for helping me there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Don a couple things about Seventh Heaven.
I'm right here, honey. Speak.
Oh, hey. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just.
God damn it. Get to the point.
I'm sorry, I find it the most unbelievable show as well.
Yes.
And my favorite thing about it is that they like to hang up on people before everything.
Isn't that great? That was fun.
That was good.
Big fun.
We like you. Okay, so that's what's happening on TV. And then they've got this dumb thing in USA Today where if you really care... Like, if you care that 8 simple rules to keep this TV show going, even though John Ritter is dead.
Yeah.
If you care and you want ABC to keep it on the air, if you're dumb enough, you fill out this little thing, this little form, and you send it in.
Right.
To USA Today or the network.
I think that's a great idea.
And then they wipe themselves with it. they cleanse themselves.
Yeah, they'll work it up into a pie chart and put it on one of their pages.
That's right.
That's what there they do at USA Today.
Very pretty. That's what's happening there. Oh, we got something good coming up. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mommy Brittany.
Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp.
Right.
Oh,
she's so pregnant.
Oh, no. What are they doing? My pants are too short. I grew. I thought they were going to... I know. Well, I'm just not going to stand now. I thought they were going to vamp. Okay.
Brittany. Okay, all right. It's
the Spears baby.
Okay,
baby Spears.
Give me a sec. Come here, honey.
Oh, you can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to amaze you.
The littlest better line. Stop that crying. Son of Federline.
To quote the great Joe Pesci, aren't you dead yet?
The baby. Do what I do.
What's that, Robbie?
Grind up a Benadryl in the bottle.
Oh, God. Tomorrow on the show, plasma CV destruction.
Yeah.
That's right. The CV that died on me.
Everybody's looking forward to that.
Yeah. We'll be destroying that on the show tomorrow. We hope to have a dump truck involved. We'll have a video that will stream on our website.
Cool.
Right after the show is done. So tomorrow we'll be doing that. Let me get something going here. Give me a second. Tomorrow, the TV destruction. But now some late breaking news.
News?
Breaking news.
This is Julie.
Is this Julie Fullman?
Yeah.
Julie Fullman.
Hey, there's her theme song, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. I don't know what the deal is today. Today at the station, it's let's talk about everybody that works here.
Yeah.
And I'll play those ones for Julie Fullman. Mr. Bob Sherman. Julie.
Thank you.
Is it a state secret or not that you are bringing home those crappy mailboxes out front, the receptionist area, that you're bringing those home with you?
I'm going to spray paint them silver and put my shoes in them.
I like that.
You're going to put
things... Here we go.
Julie, you love me. So you are going to take things that have had people's mail and hands and God knows what and put your shoes in them?
It's kind of gross, but I'm going to clean it first.
Yeah. She's she's an art deco, artsy, art person.
Thank you.
So you're taking that piece of crap and going to take it home with you.
I'm just going to take the top half. So if someone wants the bottom half, they can have that.
I don't think you're going to have any takers for that, Julie.
Well, what about Santa Claus in the dumpster?
Maybe he would.
Yeah.
Maybe he would.
He's taking everything.
Who wants
know.
To be a bottom?
Hey, if only that. If only that offer applied to people. I'll take. If it's Julie, I'll take the top.
Thank you very much.
You can have the bottom.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not that I'm complaining.
Well, you know, I think when you get done with it, what, you're right. gonna spray paint it silver?
Yes.
How many pairs of shoes do you own, Julie?
I'm not quite sure, but I have several pairs.
Yeah. Several pairs. You're being modest. Please, give us a guesstimate. Wouldn't it be in the Imelda Marcos category?
No, not that. Not no way, not that many.
Are you as bad as my wife, Julie? Do you have a room devoted to shoes?
No, but I have a room that is a closet. It's called Julie's Fabulous Closet.
Julie's Fabulous Closet.
It's all silver and pink.
Oh, of course, because she's so feminine. She is. Mm-hmm. Julie, incidentally, for those of you at home listening who care, she's not in the calendar either.
No, she's not.
If you get what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Okay, well, enjoy the junk.
Thanks, guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Julie.
Because they were talking about it outside, and I walked by, and everybody went, oh, Mike, if I could just remind you.
Yes.
That ain't Tony DeFranco.
Yeah, I know.
You're committing to it.
It's because I'm standing.
But you and I only really commit to heartbeat.
Yep.
It's a love beat.
Yeah, if only we have that handy.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's a fun song.
We'll find it.
Really is. I like that.
Hold on.
I truly do.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you a story about him.
Okay.
It's so great. This is the best Arnold story that we've heard since he became governor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tough guy at home.
Yes.
Not surprised.
Do you know what his kids... Johnny Schwarzenegger, Becky Schwarzenegger.
Yes. All the Schwarzenegger kids, line up. It's time to be electrocuted.
Do you know how he keeps his kids in line as far as keeping their rooms clean and clothes clean?
Oh, no. What does he do? What does he do?
Anything that's on the floor, he sets on fire. He burns it. Johnny.
Uh-oh. Man.
You put that nice shirt on the ground. Look, I'm going to put it right here. Right in the fire.
Yeah, that's right. I've got the special thing that's going to burn it up for you.
You know, gee, I'm sorry I brought pain to all those families, of families.
That's Ian Friend, Bill O'Reilly.
That's not him.
Hi, right, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There you go. There he is. Here's the story. Bans the four youngsters, aged between 7 and 16, from seeing their friends, talking on the computer, having fun if they don't do their own laundry.
Wow.
Arnold is strict about laundry, says Maria. He goes around taking the kids' clothes that they leave out. He throws them in the fire. Kids never get them back.
I've got one simple rule, okay? The thing is, and the stuff is, if... you leave the clothes on the floor, I will put them in the incinerator. The Schwarzenegger incinerator.
Just like my father did in World War II.
Oh,
I want to say, I learned this from my father.
Look, I put your lederhosen in the incinerator.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Pick it up. Pick up the clothes.
Daddy, where's that brand new Los Angeles Dodgers jersey I just bought?
Take a look at the fireplace. That's where I threw it, little Arnold Jr. I know you like that. You're a big Dodgers fan. And now it's smoldering because you left it on the floor. If you're so concerned about it, you wouldn't have left it on the floor, you little spoiled brat.
Wow.
Son of a movie star. And listen, turn that up on the stereo.
Daddy, I found your special plates like they had in the movie American Beauty.
Now we shall burn your knee-high wool socks and your felt hat with the feather on it.
Oh, dear. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How great is that?
Oh, man.
First, he doesn't allow her to wear dresses, Maria. She has to wear pants. She can't wear pants.
That's right.
She has to wear dresses because that's more feminine.
Right.
Now, if his kids drop anything on the floor, and what I'm reading is not just clothing. He started with clothing. Anything on the floor, though. Hey, that's the Game Boy on the floor.
Incinerator.
It goes right into the incinerator.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm making this announcement. From now on, you will not receive parking tickets or be towed.
Huh?
All cars left on side streets illegally will be burned to the ground. Where they park?
Arnold using fire to raise his children.
Can you be cold, Batman?
How good is that?
That's so great. Stupid.
You know why I do that?
Why?
Because it's my house. That's the way I do it, huh? You don't want to live here? Go live on the street with all the other urchins. Okay? This is the Schwarzenegger house. And now it's the governor's mansion.
Right.
And you better behave yourself. You'll go from the top of the heap to the bottom of the dung pile.
Look at Buckleshine. Little Johnny's convulsing on the floor because his pills fell on the ground and Daddy threw them in the fire.
That's right. Don't drop anything. Oh, look. I noticed you dropped a piece of toast at the breakfast table. We're going to burn it. Put it on the fire. Anything on the floor gets burned.
Oh, my papa.
That's fine.
Right. Listen, is this the Vatican? I'm wondering if the Pope's there. I want him to endorse the new PR kit. What? When? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Arnold?
He died.
Ooh. Yeah.
The Pope, John Paul, the popular one. Oh, man, that screws me up so bad. I'm so depressed. I can't believe it. I can't believe that great bit that Don and Rob wrote.
I got to show you a picture. There are two kids, more than two, four, five, six high school kids that were on, I think, the CBS Good Morning Show Dave Price, the weather guy, and on the Today Show. Florida teens getting national attention. Maybe you heard about this. I only mention this because we're going to have a picture of their prom driver on our website.
Oh, great.
They go to the prom. And their limo driver was arrested for drunk driving.
Oh, no.
She also drove on the wrong side of the road, ran stop signs, and cut off motorists.
Wow. Uh-huh.
They found her with half a bottle of vodka.
Oh, God.
She's drinking right out of the bottle.
Whoa.
Let me see.
When you're driving.
When she came to the house to pick up the kid, she didn't act like a normal limo driver. She was abrupt and rude, smelled of alcohol, in a hurry to get going. A short time later, the kids called their parents during a cell phone call and forced her to pull off on the side of the road.
The kids did?
The kids did.
All right.
You better pull over. You're drunk.
So here you go. Here's, what is this? The transcript from a 911 call.
Oh, good.
It is the dad calling the cops.
Okay.
The dad says, I rented a limo for my kids to go to a prom. The dispatcher says, uh-huh. The dad says, the driver is drunk. Dispatcher says, you're kidding. The dad says, no. Dispatcher says, how many kids in the car? 8. Huh? Turns out they had 10. 10 kids in the car.
Wow, man, I'd go nuts, yeah.
And they're making the rounds of all the talk shows. If you go to donandmikewebsite.com in our daily recap with today's show, we'll have a picture of lovely Christy Tomicelli, and there she is, like, and you
pretty.
Tell me, if she is
as bloated, puffy,
and
nasty looking.
Now, tell me if she doesn't look like, if she was in a tanning bed,
yeah.
If she doesn't look like that chick that does the stop and go high school,
down
the street.
Yes.
Right down at Paul the Sixth High School, yes.
The most evil of crossing guards.
There is a lady, the stop slow lady, in front of the high school.
Slow crossing guard.
God forbid that you get into her area all these little rich, preppy brats are driving their BMWs out of this high school.
Zena.
Because she stands out there and she thinks that she's like one of those cops on TV doing with a whistle and the come on. It's a four-way stop. She's like, come, go, stop. No, yes, you. And she loves pointing at people.
Oh, yes. Oh. A half-empty bottle of vodka on the front seat.
Right. Right.
How nuts is that?
She's a good-looking lady. And you'll be able to see her picture on our website later. That's Don and Mike website.
Oh, my God.
.com now.
Oh, my God. The kids didn't drink and drive. Their limo driver did.
Hold on. I told you I got a lot of good stuff here. Here's something else I got for you.
What now?
This is from ESPN Today.
Oh.
And this leads perfectly into the next segment. On SportsCenter Today, in the top 10 plays,
yes.
Let's give it a listen.
Number 7, Pirates and Brewers. Bottom 5, Brady Clark to left. Craig Wilson with an extra long run.
Wow.
But he's going to be rewarded for his efforts.
I'll bet.
Wilson making the grab.
Hey.
And then he victimizes J.J. Hardy.
Uh-huh.
Deep left field. Wilson goes back. That one is caught.
Wilson.
The guy's name is Craig Wilson. He plays for a baseball team. Now, this is too funny because this is on today's Sports Center.
Number seven, Pirates and Brewers. Bottom five, Brady Clark to left. Craig Wilson with an extra long run.
Okay, so this is on today's Sports Center.
That's great.
And conversely, and he had no way of knowing it would be in the newspaper today. Hold on, I got a copy for you here, Mike.
Okay.
Today's Craig Wilson is about that topic.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since we've read Craig.
Very good.
Today's a good day, especially keep in mind that this was on ESPN this morning and last night.
Number seven, Pirates and Brewers. Bottom five, Brady Clark to left. Craig Wilson with an extra long run.
So there's a guy who plays baseball named Craig Wilson,
right? Mm-hmm.
And now, without further ado, please. To the Don and Mike Show, it's The Return. The final word by Craig Wilson from UFA Today. This is from today's newspaper. From today's paper. The name's the same. But that's about all. Every couple of weeks, I get an email from a reader asking if I'm the Craig Wilson who...
So far, I've never been.
You're the Craig Wilson who is the newspaper man who used to ply his trade out in the Midwest somewhere.
Nice guy from what I hear, but not me. There's also a Craig Wilson who was in a college marching band down south a few years back. More than a few readers are still trying to track him down. Evidently, he was a fun guy to be around, especially when he wasn't marching. Again, not me. Although I did play tenor sax in my high school marching band many a Memorial Day ago.
I'm sure.
Oddly enough, no one from my band has ever tried to contact me.
There are at least three Craig Wilsons who played professional baseball.
Number seven, Pirates and Brewers. Bottom five, Brady Clark to left. Craig Wilson with an extra long run.
It's too funny. It's too funny. It's in the newspaper today. It was on this. Three Craig Wilsons. St. Louis, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Chicago, I think. No one ever confuses me with them, and certainly not with their salaries. But I'm often asked if I'm aware that I played right field for the Cardinals.
I am.
Thank you.
There's also a Craig Wilson who was the star goalie for the U.S. Olympic water polo team. No one has ever confused me for him either, although I wouldn't mind if they did.
Wow. There's even a Craig Wilson who worked at Disney World. Or did it, last I heard. I met him years ago when I was in Orlando. I even have his card bearing my name. He didn't look a thing like me, which was unfortunate for me since he was younger and better looking.
Saul Bellow, who died last week, has a good name. Unique. Not many Saul Bellows running around, I'd assume. I would assume Governor Schwarzenegger probably doesn't run into many Arnolds either, as he makes his rounds in the Golden State.
But not me. I become as common as the cold.
Years ago, I was foolish enough to think there were only two Craig Wilsons walking this earth.
When I was a reporter for the paper in Saratoga Springs, New York, a woman called me at the office one day. Her name was Mrs. Wilson, and she had a son named Craig.
Her Craig was about 8 at the time. Ann was quite upset someone was using his name over and over again in the newspaper, without his permission, no less. She asked if I'd come over and chat with him.
Mrs. Wilson, that's a mistake. Yes.
I did,
but I'm not sure it helped much. I don't know what the boy was expecting. But it wasn't me.
No.
He might have a twin out there somewhere and was awaiting a mirror reflection. Someone to play with, to share a secret or two. I was no twin.
No.
In fact, I was very old. I was 26.
Funny how we all think we're so unique. But just when I think so, yet another Craig Wilson rears his head.
For sure.
Thank you. Trying to
forget. I hope the new pope, whoever he might be, recognizes this quandary.
I know he selects his own papal name, so I hope he gives himself a moniker no pope has ever had. No second or third or fourth for him. No John or Paul, Pius or Innocent, Urban or Gregory. You should also feel blessed. There's no St. Craig.
The final word.
By Craig Wilson.
Sure is.
Lots of Craig Wilson ball players.
Number seven, Pirates and Brewers. Bottom five, Brady Clark to left.
I got it.
Craig Wilson with an extra long run.
I got it.
Catching.
But he's going to be rewarded for his effort.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Making the grab.
I got it.
And then he victimizes J.J. Hardy.
Victimized.
Wow.
Now I got it.
Oh, fantastic.
How good is that?
Fantastico.
What are the odds of that?
Number seven, Pirates and Brewers. Bottom five, Brady Clark to left. Craig Wilson with an extra long run.
I got it.
But he's going to be rewarded for his effort.
Oh.
Wilson.
Hello.
Making the grab.
Look at that, huh?
Hey, I love it. I love it. Nothing about his dog or his partner or anything like that.
No, no, bud.
Really need it.
You know, who knows that today would be, who knew that today would be the day that sports are, Dan Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson makes the grab.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Victory. I like it.
Wow. Many Craig, he wanted to be the water polo picker, Craig Wilson.
Yes.
That's the one he really liked. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, man, you guys aren't on in Houston anymore, are you, Dina?
Oh, no, we got screwed there. Yeah, you're right. I found out about that. Yeah. Well, it was, what was it, a daytime station anyway? I mean, I'm very sorry for that. If you're calling from Houston, we liked being on there, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those inside radio things. They turned the station over. It was like business news. Then when Howard was making his big stink that he was going to leave, they gave him a bunch of broke radio stations and put him on a bunch of them. They put us on a bunch of them, too.
But the good news is Westwood One has a lot more news stations lined up for us.
That's right. Mike, you're a funny man.
Thank you.
You really are.
Stars at night.
Yeah.
Are big and bright.
For one last time.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
No, come on. We could be back on in Houston.
You never know.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny.
I can be funny, too.
Sure.
Funny joke.
Okay.
See you later. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All that news is on our affiliates page at the website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. And, look at this note. The drunk limo lady picture is up right now.
Hallelujah. You'll love it like we did.
Really fast.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I run my unit how I run my unit. You want to investigate me, roll the dice and take your chances. I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for one second that you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm going steady. And I French kiss. So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
Right here, 610 KFRC, baby.
The
short version of that.
Even tastier than a nice gay mocha.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even though we just did play a short version of it. A song always scared me when I was a kid.
FM underground station I grew up to used the drum solo from Inagata DeVita as the background for their news. Instead of teletype, it was always the drum solo from Inagata DeVita.
First radio station I ever worked at, they used for the news, the beginning to the song Wait a Million Years by the Grassroots.
That's odd.
Because it's got... Can we go put...
Does it sound music?
It's back there. Because it's like...
First one I ever worked at used the Planets Symphony. You know, a lot of, I think, you know, would just use the classical music. You're going to have to pay rights fees to it.
That's true.
And now the news. News.
This is Frieda Wright. That's Rumors by Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac and Rumors.
WCCP.
Where does that take?
Just like in The Shining, Shelley Duvall.
She didn't like that.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
Hi, this is Freya. And now, Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
Oh, this isn't the Freya tape, that's just the intro. You got the Grassroots thing, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he used to piss me off because I love the grassroots, you know, that even back then, especially back then, younger when I first got into radio, it would kill me that whenever the station I was at, when it was time to back time for the news, I'd play a song. It was a great record. Stand by for top of the hour CBS News.
It's perfect.
On WGEZ, Beloit, Wisconsin. And then it would, the rule was you just let the record go. Until the top of the hour came. So it didn't matter, like, if the news started.
So it didn't matter if the guys were singing?
I'll cue you.
All right.
When I cue you, you say, this is Mike O'Mara, CBS News.
All right.
Here's how it would go. Hi, this is Don. I'm a kid, and I'm 13, and I'm on the radio, and coming up, CBS News, and I'll be back with more music in just a moment.
Is Mike O'Mara with CBS News as the grassroots sing in the background. They must have made a lot of money on TV and radio stations using that. It's really, I've heard a lot of places this newsy. And now it's time for How's Your Memory?
News
my ass.
Right.
It's news.
What I say.
News. Not yours, of course, but I'm talking about the pablum we get on television.
Well, local news is funny.
TV and local news.
I think, really, one of the things I'll look back on when I'm a grandfather DJ will be the fact that we have not let local newscasts get away with it. We police local news.
Yep, that's true. Fred.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving Eve. Let's send someone out to the airport.
Oh, that reminds me, Friday night, whoever the worst reporter is on all the local stations will be out at the post office at midnight.
Tax time.
Oh, and do you think, just thinking out loud here, should we send Joe down to RFK Stadium tomorrow night? Tomorrow night is the opening night for the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you around the country, you know this, of course. It's been 33 years since we've had a baseball team in D.C.
Right.
We have a baseball team now, and might be a good time to send Joe out, but not give him a big, gigantic laundry list of those of those questions that are funny, but he always screws up. Just, I was thinking if we could just get him to ask me, what's a suicide squeeze?
Yeah, you know what would be great for me to say, who's your favorite player?
Oh, right. People would have
Who's your favorite Nationals player?
When's the last time you went to
that in there?
Of course.
When did you last go to a Senators game?
I can't do it.
Why?
I've got a previous engagement. I'm locked in.
Hold on, the world's oldest phone screen.
The wedding?
What's your previous engagement?
It's a dinner thing, and I'm not on the schedule tomorrow, so. But I'm not going to the game either.
Oh, bummer.
Previous engagement. What's your previous engagement? I'm serious. It's okay.
It's a dinner thing with Tracy Baby, all right?
Okay, all right.
I'm really looking forward to it. Okay.
I can tell.
There he is.
P.W. Ardinger. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. You learn to like that whip. You learn to like that when Tracy says it's time to jump.
Yeah, we've all been there.
You gotta jump, Joe.
We've all been there.
You gotta jump as Chris Carr sings. You gotta jump. You gotta jump real high, Joe.
Man.
Did you find that Frida tape?
Oh, did you want it?
What were you doing, meditating back there?
I was thinking to myself, I would so love to hear anybody ask that question, because you know it's going to be
Who's your favorite National?
Yeah, you're going to have the people, the Washington corporate people that are down there.
Don't know.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah, this is Joe Ardinger.
Hey, no, it's not. This is Don or Mike. Hey, I called earlier to tell Joe to tell Don that the Packers play the Ravens on December 25th, which I was wrong. It's the 19th.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for the correction.
That's
pretty relevant information. Here we are in April.
Well, Mike, I do know that the NFL schedules were all announced today. And I'm sorry to say, it is a big deal.
Where the hell were they in the newspaper? I didn't see them anywhere.
2 o'clock today they got announced.
Oh, so they won't be, okay.
They won't be in your newspapers till tomorrow.
Will you go to a website to check the schedules?
Yes. Yeah, sure. Already? I'll check the Redskins schedule because I already know the teams they're playing, but I'll figure out what the dates are with the home games that we're going to, and then I'll see who the Packers are going to play, and you know what the good weekends start to look like, and I'm loving it. You bet. What?
Kurt Schilling is pitching against Jared Wright tonight.
Well, good. Watch it. Roger, the Packers are playing in Baltimore on October 28th.
Are you going to be there?
I think I will.
Are you going to be there?
I think I might.
How's your memory?
I think I might.
How is your memory?
How's your memory?
You got that thing?
I do.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 1977.
77.
Okay.
And Fleetwood Mac.
The dude's just a little Frida.
In Clemson, South Carolina, it's Radio 156.
Here's music from the Fleetwood Mac album, Rumors. It's called Dreams. At 8:27, we'll be with you in 3 minutes with the news.
That's my girl.
Good.
One more.
This is Radio 156, Clemson, South Carolina.
Here's music from Fleetwood Mac. It's called Rumors.
You're killing me. You're killing me with that laugh.
It's true. So true.
That one I don't remember playing that one.
156, Clemson, South Carolina.
It's 27 past 8 at WCCP in Clemson, South Carolina. My name's Frida, and I'm glad to have you with us this evening. I've got music from Fleetwood Mac for you. It's called Dreams from their Rumors album.
It's not easy. Everybody has a rough start.
Listen to you. There you go. There you go. You see? That's why.
Uh-huh.
You're always going to be safe.
Here's Radio 156, headline news.
My wife in the news.
This evening's 8:30 edition of the headline news is brought to you by John Corbett's Menwear.
You have to be married to her, I guess. That's what I'm saying about my good lady.
Kiss your good lady for me tonight.
I will. Trust me, I will.
All right.
I have to kiss a lot of ass tonight. Although I think she said it's okay to play those tapes, right?
Didn't she give you permission?
Did she give the last time?
She did, and then the last time we played it, I got yelled at.
She withdrew. And as Buzz said, you know, we all have to start somewhere.
That's right.
Sure we do.
That's why Buzz is going to get the free pass today.
Buzz.
He is just the buzziest.
You learn.
Sometimes.
You try, you learn.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Hi. Yes, I'm sorry. Hello, Mike. She sounds just exactly like Shelley Duvall. Play it again.
I said that.
Yeah,
I've always said it.
I know, Mike has said that.
Does that make her mad?
Yeah, that's
creepy.
That's the one I mentioned.
Does that make her really mad?
That's the one thing that just kind of freaks her out.
Olive oil in the Popeye movie.
I didn't mean it. Stop it now.
I didn't get that.
I didn't.
Here's Radio 156.
Weekend Weather.
Cloudy with a chance of light rain or drizzle tonight. Low in the upper 50s. Cloudy Sunday with high in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy Sunday night and Monday. Low Sunday night in the upper 50s. High Monday in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
Probability of precipitation, 50% tonight, 20% Sunday and Sunday night.
Right.
If you're planning a wedding and worried about all the money you're going to have to spend, perhaps it would be a good idea to call this number.
What's up, guys?
No.
What's up, guys?
I didn't know that she got mad about the Shelley Duvall thing.
I don't think mad is not the right word.
She doesn't like that comparison.
I think it was just something she just said, like Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Shelley Duvall?
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, Buzz.
Buzz.
Stop it.
Yep.
Stop what?
Buzz. Stop being you, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike. Be like us.
Hey, Joe.
Stop being like you. No, it's Don and Mike.
What is the deal? Don't you know it's us? You've said that's happened like four times today.
Hello. Okay, I had to break a couple of things down today.
And it's regular callers. It's like repeat callers that do that.
Okay, I'll break it down for you again because we had some inside radio chat today. Okay? Here's some more inside radio for you chat. Maybe you radiophiles have not noticed. You regular listeners have not noticed that for whatever reason I decided we're not going to have phone scans per se anymore. We're just going to take calls all the time during the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your toes.
And take unscreened calls.
Mm-hmm.
So would you please, if you get through and you're on the air, stop saying Joe, because the calls are unscreened. Now, some of them are screened like this one that says, question four, buzz.
Oh, very good.
Here we go. It's Tom in Kansas. I know that's on the screen. Hello. So this guy won't say, hey, Joe.
Yes, Tom.
Don, Mike, Robbie.
Come on. It says question for Buzz.
I got a question for Buzz. Yeah. Hey, Buzz.
We knew that.
Channel 97, the peace sign, baby.
That's right. That was the station that used the Inagata DeVita drum solo as its news background.
Exactly. Channel. I was there. The you were there.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right. And you're pretty creepy.
I'm scared now.
Yeah. I was there. You were there.
Here's Radio 156, headline news.
This evening's 8:30 edition of the headline news is brought to you by John Corbett's Menwear.
That's why I fell in love with her. We both share a passion for radio.
Mm-hmm. I bet there was a store named John Corbett Menwear.
I bet there was probably an S on the end of it, Mike.
Oh, John Corbett Menwears.
I think it's John Corbett's Menwear.
Ah, bingo.
Okay. I've
never heard probability of precipitation roll off the tongue so easily.
John's Corbett Menwear. John Corbett.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's great you didn't end up with Mrs. Mays.
Come again? I don't understand the first.
He's surprised. I did get it.
Yeah. Okay.
He's surprised she didn't end up as Mrs. Mays.
The maze. Oh, okay. Oh, hey, good.
I mean, and that ain't the maze, that's for sure.
Here you go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Guys.
Hi. What?
If I go to the Nationals game tomorrow, can I expect to see Tom Gavin selling programs?
I bet he does.
Probably.
I bet he's involved in some way.
If they've got it together, they'll have him out there.
He should be out there.
He should be the mascot for the Nationals.
What's up?
Okay, ready to hear some of the maze?
Oh, the maze is
love
the best.
The maze. This is the best bad disc jockey tape ever. Better than Bad Billy Warren, really.
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95.
Madonna.
Power 95 with a maze. Hi.
Okay, this is...
Here's the thing. Great.
This is his gross setup fake phone call.
He has some pig that is either a friend or perhaps a girlfriend, but that's a remote possibility. And she's creating this fake bit to make him sound like a stud.
Who is this? Is this Maggie? Is this Julie?
And not only is she kind of a pig, but she's terrible at it.
And then when he finally gets the name right, she goes like, wait, this is slutty. He goes, ha.
Like, because he wants to be a stud.
I'll be right over.
That sound is the single grossest moment that has ever been broadcast in this country.
Okay, here it is.
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Oh, yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yeah.
Have we had fun
many
together?
Many times. I don't recognize a voice.
Recognize.
Okay, is this Marianne?
Oh.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
Oh, to clean up.
Oh, I need a lot
so
of
sad and so bad on so many levels. But so bad it's good.
That's now that I'm hearing that tape, I bet that that wasn't a setup. I bet that that was some radio pig that he was banging.
Right.
And he just like turned it into a bit because I know from back in the day when I would pick up chicks on the request line, that was part of the come on. It was like, hey. How'd you like to be on the radio in this next break? Yeah. What, me? I say, oh, yeah, here's all you get. You just got to request, you know, whatever the song is.
Right, whatever you're playing next.
Request you too. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, hold on. Now then you would get the tape going, and you'd pretend like you'd go, hello, WXRK.
Yeah, hi, son.
Yeah, hey, what are you doing? What'd you like to hear?
I'd love to hear Tom tie a yellow ribbon by Tony Orlando.
Okay, I'll play it for you right now. What's your favorite station?
KXXK.
Mm-hmm. And I go, okay, that's it. I got to play it over the air during the next record. So listen, where you live?
Yeah, but you're talking about a different thing. This is a guy that got together with her at the Denny's and rehearsed it all weekend.
But no, see, I'm going to give him.
You know when she jumps in and I'm she goes, no. When she does the quick no, that's the giveaway. She's knowing that she's supposed to say no.
Right. I think he had banged her and she calls in.
I don't doubt that. Right. But you've got to listen to her. It's not him that's giving it away. She jumps in with, and I love analyzing.
When he says, "Is this Marianne?" Before he can get the name out, she says no. That's what Mike's talking about.
She says no, which means that she is expecting to utter that response.
Or maybe she's like, do you remember that tape we have of David Letterman when he was a DJ, when he would have his wife or his girlfriend call in and pretend to be crank callers?
Right.
Maybe that was like a chick that he was banging and it was set up where he said, okay, now call in.
Call in and pretend, you know, that I'll pretend I don't know who you are.
Right.
I'll give him that much credit, but it's just, she's so bad.
Brilliantly executed.
Oh, ZZ Top.
I was amazed, getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a just me.
Right, Maze.
ZZ Top in high class from Power 95.
He's the worst.
I'm ready to step out in style. Before the authorities run me right out of town.
The worst. Did we have we had fun in the last 3 months?
Oh, yeah.
Because of you.
I'll be right over.
Yeah. Hello. Donaldo E. Miguel.
John.
Yes. Yes, yes. I got your tongue. What's up? Hey, come on. You're freezing here.
Speak, friend. It's interesting. He's still there.
I'm just making sure everything is turned on.
This guy should be able to hear us.
Can you hear us, sir?
Dude, what's your problem? Okay, Joe, put him in the book.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, no.
There he hangs up. There, well, he got his number, though.
Hangs up after that.
Yeah.
What's his problem?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Who's this?
Hey, it's Dennis the Ghost.
It's
Dennis, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know.
Hey, Dennis, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike. How you going?
What is it that you would like from us today?
Well, I was wondering if you want me to correspondent for you for the Nats tomorrow night?
At the Nats game?
Since Joe can't make it, you know, this is a rare moment where he has called at literally an opportune.
Maybe.
And it's well before 6:30.
Yeah. Maybe.
He'd have to get a tape recorder.
Yeah, we wouldn't supply the tape recorder, Dennis.
You don't have the DAT there?
The DAT, that would be a digital thing. No, we do not. No. Not for you, Dennis.
Okay, I'll get a tape recorder.
You'll get a tape recorder?
And a microphone.
A Radio Shack special.
All right, now here's the deal. Dennis, we are not going to write any of the funny questions.
Oh, go on. Oh, okay.
So you have to come up with the questions yourself.
Just go out to the Nationals opener tomorrow night. You know, Mike had a great first question. Who's your favorite National?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a good one. And then you can ask stuff like, please explain the sacrifice fly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please explain...
Suicide squeeze.
Suicide squeeze.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then beyond that, you're on your own.
Okay, no problem.
What do you like most about the Nationals manager?
And make sure they know they're taped for broadcast.
I know. Excuse me, tape for special.
Very good.
That's right. And please,
could possibly go wrong?
And identify yourself. Here's the only thing I'll ask. Identify yourself as Dan Rather.
You're going to do that, Dennis?
Start by saying, hi, this is Dan Rather. May I ask you a few questions for broadcast?
Okay. Hi, this is Dan Rather from PBS.
Now, what time is the game, Rob? Do you know?
7 o'clock, Mike.
7 o'clock tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Rob, what time will you need the tape here at the studio?
It's a Thursday night game, right?
Yes, it is.
In order to guarantee that we get it on air for Friday, we'll need it here by 9 a.m. on Friday.
Yeah, no problem.
Very good.
Okay. 901 is no good, Dennis.
Shall we count on this the way we count on your Christmas gifts?
Frank knows
right
now.
Yeah. Well, Dennis, this I dare say this is an opportunity for you to redeem yourself.
And I dare say it's a chance for him to totally jump in the grave and have us put the dirt on top of him.
Yeah, this is true.
Dennis, I wish I had more faith in you.
You're not going to handle this.
No, I don't. I really don't. But I'll give it a try. What the hell?
Dennis?
Yes.
I should mention to you that from where you live to where we are,
There's
usually quite a bit of traffic in the morning.
There's two important words that start with the letter D. Dennis and disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dennis and disappointment? Why am I a disappointment to you?
I should point out, it's almost summer, though. Uh-huh. We have had summers of Murphy. Here's his opportunity. Why am I on his side today?
I don't know.
I'm rarely on his side,
You're
but I'm on,
his side.
I'm on his side today.
What? What?
Exactly.
Okay, whatever.
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25.
Okay, I have to stop it there just for a second. I certainly said my share of nonsensical stuff when I was a DJ. It'll be cool tonight driving around town with your top down. Low 25.
Friday, halfway decent. Mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Base patrol lines open, 381-1420.
He's the best, isn't he?
Base patrol.
He's the best, he's the worst. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Dennis is gone?
Yes, I hung up on him.
So now we just wait.
Yes, that's the magic of it. We just wait.
See if he delivers.
I was for Dennis to either deliver or disappoint.
You'll know 9:01 on Friday morning.
I was curious to ask about his health.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You always want to talk about his teeth.
I never said teeth.
But you were going to say teeth, weren't
I might
you?
Have gotten around to
yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Da Vinci Veneer.
Yeah,
still able to cut wire.
What can we do for you?
No, I was thinking I was calling the Buzz Show.
The Buzz Show?
Yeah, well, Buzz is here.
No, actually, I'm like Mike, and I like Bike, and I did have a question.
I should point out to you, sir, that Mike does not like Bike.
No, well, I just had knee surgery 3 days ago.
You just spoke of yourself in third person.
I like Bike.
Yeah, it's only because he said I like Bike, and I was saying, Mike, don't like Bike.
I understand.
I wasn't doing it in a pretentious way. You
said it a second time, though.
Hey, Mike O'Meara, don't play that way, though.
But I do have a quick question.
What, dude?
Why didn't Frida pursue her dreams in broadcasting?
Why didn't Frida what her dreams?
She married her dreams. Yes, thank you, Buzz.
Pursue her dreams.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because a little guy named Prince Charming rolled into her life 24 years ago.
That's right.
But what would a Buzz recommended?
What would Buzz have recommended?
Remember, he's on narcotics. Oh, he's already said
get out of here.
I recommend you lower the dosage.
Glad you're
it's the first
happy.
Time you've done that.
Yeah. You big idiot. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. This
hey.
Is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
I'm calling. I'm the one that built the shelf for your monitor.
Oh, the shelf for the replay that had actually it's the thing with all the sound effects. Yes, right. Thank you for that.
How's it working out? Is it,
it's working out. It's working out great. It's on the floor of our office. really, you did a really nice job of building a little stand for this. It's this thing.
That's
the Don and Mike show.
That's right.
Yeah. Good hit.
I'll drink.
No.
Okay.
Yo. Kind of like.
Hey. Anyway, it's that thing with all those
talks full of sound. And, how come you don't use it?
Because there's still no room. The engineers still have not made room for the little stand.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Who's your agent?
Greasy. Vigorous.
But it was nice of him to make it. Very nice. And he did
vigorous,
a good job.
Greasy.
Very nice man. Thank you.
You like the vigorous greasy?
Very nice.
You like it? You burn your clothes. Hello, Don and Mike Shove. They fall on the floor.
No, look at that.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Shavo.
Oh,
sorry. Don and Mike Shove.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Not going to answer doing. Hey, I wanted to find out if you guys seen the preview for the Rosie O'Donnell TV movie this week.
What's the TV movie?
You know, it's a replay. It's a repeat where she plays the retarded chick. It's a
is it really?
Yeah, but it is worth your time.
That's why they're repeating it.
And if you
I was trying to get through to you guys all week. I saw it on either Saturday or Sunday.
It's good. It's on like Weir or Lifetime or something, but you're right. It's good. And we should really roll tape on it because it's got some great stuff. You know what it's about, Rosie? That's just so great.
Hi, Rosie.
Everything about her is great. If you go to, I don't know what her blog site is, mm-hmm. but have I mentioned this before that she writes in poetry about things that happened to her?
Oh, really?
And she writes about going to Waffle House mm-hmm. and about being a celebrity and how tough it is to be recognized by people who don't understand that she just wants to be alone with her pancakes.
So the right. Waffle House, that would be every day she writes a poem about that, right?
Well, if you go to her blog, everybody has a blog now, and it's just whatever happens to her during right. the day, and she waxes poetic about freaking Waffle House.
Although I think my fans repel, my mouth with lots of waffles I'll fill.
Yeah, but they don't run. You know, I'll bring it in tomorrow. It's like that. It's not as easy as, oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling.
Oh,
yeah, it's like free verse. But
yes, it is.
If you do a Google search, make sure you don't make the mistake I did. I typed in Rosie O'Donnell's log. And I got a totally yeah. different
one. I don't want to see that page.
Hideous.
Hideous.
No one wants to see that.
You may call me cold and crass, and these pancakes go right to my ass.
You will be right back in
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to you. Sell me your children. Maitre d'. Baby, you, how much for your wife?
Hey, the joke stopped now.
Right.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You know, the more I think about this blog thing, yeah. the VA pulled up some of Rosie O'Donnell's blogs.
Oh, boy.
What an ugly thought that is.
They're bloody. They got hair coming out of them. I'm thinking that we should blog. Well, me more than you, because I get more people I'm mad at.
Mm-hmm.
We could blog on our website.
Don't count on that.
Like, I could go on that dummy at DCR TV.
I could blog all day.
Yeah. Right here now, looking at DCR TV. Hey, Dave, did you hear Don G ragging on DCR TV this afternoon?
In response, I heard about it but didn't actually hear it. I tuned out after his Meyer Emco endorsement. I did hear he was upset that someone had posted a message on this here mailbag using his name. I have removed it.
Well, that's wonderful, Dave. How about over the weekend?
When you had people writing in your mailbag that I had solicited a 14-year-old for sex.
Where the hell did that come from?
What's that B-106 thing?
What? Don't you remember when you and I first worked together?
Yeah.
When we were on an airplane and some disc jockey from another radio station, some loser... Oh, my God! ...cornered some teenager and right. said that he was me and like, attempted
oh,
to have sex
oh,
with
Oh, that's him. Right, that's right, that's right. I mean, how many years ago was that?
That was, and I didn't do that. That's a guy that said he was me.
Right.
Like 17 years ago.
Wow.
And then, listen, the only reason I got a problem with this guy with this website is that the perception is he's a big fan of the show. He's not. And I don't care what someone writes on their website. I'm going to start writing about this guy on our website.
Mm-hmm.
That, again, over the weekend when I looked at this thing, it was... you know, the only response that people have to us when we talk about radio websites or right. talk about other disc jockeys, they invariably come back to this. Oh, Don got pot. Don got pot for pot.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave's response to that over the weekend was, I do recall something happening with Mike Source a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, here's why the guy pisses me off and why I should write a blog about it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a few years ago. I keep track. It was seven freaking years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, whatever your name is at DCR TV, I know you know about it because you sure did devote a lot of time on your website to it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll just blog about this guy.
Blog.
Because
blog where?
Because apparently he thinks because it's, you know, anything goes, mm-hmm. you can have this website and I'm not supposed to care because, hey, I'm a personality on the radio and I can take it. I can dish it out. I should be able
to
take
it. You know what, though? You don't need the blog, baby.
That's right. You have this.
You can blog all day long.
See, here's the thing.
What do you think is going to be more credible if you put it in the internet?
Many times when I scream about something on the radio, I get home later that night and I think, God, if only I would have been a little more rational like I am later. I think I never really got my point across.
Yeah, what I would have liked to
say. Because I get caught up in the emotion of the moment.
You do the radio show and then go to your acupuncturist.
That's right.
Well, that's Friday, Mike. Friday's the acupuncturist.
So maybe you'll have to do some blogging in between now and Friday.
And boy, I'd like to blog that guy. I got the Rosie O'Donnell site.
Okay.
These are funny blogs. Let me see. She writes this on her blog. In the interest of truth, I have removed... This is Rosie O'Donnell.
Uh-huh.
In the interest of truth, I have removed 6 posts from folks with charming names and thoughtful remarks ranging from, you suck, fat pig dyke, to, hey, big head, you are so fat.
Oh.
I clicked and poof, you are gone but not forgotten. Your words resonated and were felt.
Oh.
You hate me, stronger. Hear ya, loud and clear. Feel ya, I got it, boys. Now go in peace, knowing I know I suck in your world. Noted.
Huh.
Interesting response.
Yeah. Very interesting response.
Bethann, find me the one about the Waffle House, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's the one that I want to read where she writes, because it's
That's
very...
That's really an interesting response, though, to hate mail. I like that, actually.
It's very all over the place. When she at one point speaks about she wishes she could have the maple syrup inside her with via IV.
Wow. She is... hasn't she always been... kind of an internet junkie? She's always been on the internet?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know what the site is. What you do, the Google search for Rosie O'Donnell's blog?
Do you like the Google?
Does she have the greasy blog?
I think you can search for Rosie
O'Donnell. Blog. I actually have a blog right now that I have myself on a
you
separate...
What is it, really? What is it, Mike?
It's called How's Your Memory?
Mike, give me that,
thank you, Rob.
Give me that same tone, because it's time for... the grab bag.
Hey, everybody. It's time for What's in the Grab Bag.
Thank you, Mike. These are leftover phoners from the week, from previous weeks. Tell me if any of these people interest you. If not, we can move along.
Fire away, Don, and open up your grab bag.
There, of course, is Jeff Tweeden. He's the idiot that's still in line for Star Wars.
Ah, that doesn't appeal to me.
Then we've got a guy named BJ Ball.
That sounds like something that might be a little gem that you found in your comedy treasure chest.
He's a guy that's running some frozen dead guy festival that they have in Colorado. There was a guy who froze to death, and they have a festival every year to celebrate him.
And we can talk to BJ Ball?
Well, him or...
what else was in the grab bag?
Well, Madge Schofield. She's Bogart Bice's grandmother.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's relevant with the, you know, that show's as hot as a pistol.
That's from Idol. And then we have, also from American Idol, Janet Brott. That's Scott Sable's aunt and his biggest musical influence.
Wow, super duper.
Then we also have Will and Larry Broom, the father and son duo that came up with the clothing line called Cool Jew.
Cool Jew.
They sell bracelets, T-shirts, and have tank tops that say, I'm hot for Hebrews.
Ah, very good. That's an interesting subject.
And then we've got some kid that's going to be on Letterman on Friday night. Oh, here's why he's interesting. It's his 11th year in college.
Oh, wow. All that in the comedy grab bag.
So you've got Jeff Tweeden. Yeah. That's the guy in line for Star Wars. Mm. Oh, I almost forgot about these people. Dawn and Kyle.
And Gail and Bill.
This is a follow-up.
Yeah.
Parents of the year. They named their child about a year and a half ago Jake 2.0. They didn't get any money for it.
Uh-huh.
They didn't get any licensing. They just thought it was cool.
Right. Jake 2.0.
So we could call any of these people right now. We got about 5 minutes.
Well, reach into the grab bag and pick something.
All right, let's see what happens now. It could be the guy waiting in line for Star Wars. Could be Scott Sable's aunt. Could be
BJ Ball.
Could be BJ Ball. Could be the cool Jew guys. Could be the kid that's going to be on Letterman. Let's see. What is it? And
look what's in his hand. What'd you pull out? What'd you pull out of the grab bag? Oh, Donnie. What's in there? What's in your hot hand now?
A wiener gram.
Super.
See if it make it happen.
I will. All right. Don, unbeknownst to our listeners.
Oh, hold on. Mike, excuse me for 1 second, because I know you're way into this.
Yeah.
But I do have the Rosie Waffle House thing.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
The Waffle House Diary.
As Rob calls somebody.
Never mind. Stay with it. We're trying to call Bo Bice's grandmother.
That's it. Now Don has revealed what calls
Two rings.
He took out of the grab bag. We're talking, of course, about Bo Bice, the rocker.
Bogart Bice.
Bogart Bice, the rocker from American Idol. Don't Bogart that Bice.
Hey, is this Madge? Hi, Madge. It's Rob Spiewak with the Don and Mike radio show.
Tell her we only need her for a minute. A one-minute interview.
Great. Wonderful. Can we put you on the air? We'd like to do a one-minute interview about your grandson.
Bogart.
Okay, hang on to talk about Bogart.
Okay, here we go.
Wonderful.
Grab bag fun.
This is the grandma.
Here we go. Madge?
Yeah.
All right, here she is now on our one-minute grab bag.
Hi, Madge.
It's Madge.
Hi.
Hey, Madge.
Hi.
We are big fans of your son.
Absolutely.
Bogart Bice. And last night he said on American Idol that the name Bogart was for you.
Well, he's my grandson, yes. When he was born, he looked like Humphrey Bogart.
So you named him, his nickname was Bogart.
Uh-huh, we called him Humphrey Bogart until he forced us to change it.
He forced you to change it.
Right, about.
How do you like your grandson on American Idol?
I love it. I've always known that he could sing. He sang all his life.
Is the whole town excited for Bo?
The whole town. We have Bo watch parties.
Tuesday and
Wednesday night.
Do you hate Constantine?
Huh?
She's got to answer that last question.
Do you?
Why
don't we ask her how she feels about Constantine?
How do you feel about Constantine?
Constantine? I think he's good.
Uh-huh.
But he's not as good as Bo.
That's right. That's granny love right there.
Man, thank you for being on the show. Hold on one second, please. Hold on. Rob, put her back under glass. We might need to call her back.
Mm-hmm.
So don't blow her off right away.
Right.
See, that's just something from the Don and Mike grab bag.
Like, you never know what Donnie's going to reach in and grab out of the comedy grab bag.
Can I turn her loose for today, though?
Yeah, yes. We're doing it for today.
Turn her loose.
Madge, thank you so much for your time.
Release her.
You back somewhere down the road.
Send her back to society. She was sweet.
Yeah.
She was a sweet old granny. Sounded like a real old granny.
She sounded like Bogart Bice's grandma, didn't she?
They called her Bogart.
Bogart.
You know who she sounded like? You know that tape of, darn it. The guys that were on the animated characters. Oh, I'm blanking on it. When they're going to Las Vegas and they meet the grandfather.
Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead. The old granny.
The animated guys.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You remember the animated guys?
I completely
guys?
Blocked on it.
The colorful animated program.
I'm terribly sorry. Perhaps it's because I'm doing this crazy voice.
The animated guys.
They're not
Don't
as hot
call
as they
me.
Were.
Don't call me the week of the 25th. I'm gonna be in Hollywood.
Going to see Mo.
Well, see, maybe she knows something we don't. If she's going to be in Hollywood the week of the 25th. Why would she be making those plans?
There are more slots out there than anyone could see.
Okay, now Rosie's blog.
Blog.
And I think I'm going to do that. I think I will maybe blog on the website. It might be fun just to have a blog.
Yeah.
Just to write. Could I write about people that work here?
You can blog about anything you want.
That'd be great. My blog to Michael Hughes.
dear
ass.
If you need to vent, which I think you do.
Sometimes.
Help me.
Here's Rosie's blog about Waffle House. At a large booth next to me, two children and an old man, tired and well-worn. His yellowed fingers hold a cigarette with an impossibly long ash. He has greasy hair and a vacant look. I find eerily familiar. The boy is 5, the girl 10. She's chubby, with a mom-did-it haircut. She sees me, looks away, then at me, then again. I watch her feet swing on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Not touching the floor. She tries unsuccessfully to get the old man's attention. She never will. The waitress comes over. Her name tag says Doris. She looks 70. Her face has seen too many days of sun and cigarettes. She takes my order. A waffle well done, and cold milk. People are turning towards my booth, thinking that I look a little like me, then convincing themselves it could not possibly be. The image of celebrity is inconsistent with the truth of celebrity life. Why would I be in a Waffle House in sweatpants, a ripped t-shirt, slept in hair and no makeup?
Right.
I am here to get a waffle. I am here to hear my name whispered behind me. People assume I am deaf. few minutes later, a woman in a Publix green cashier vest and her hunky husband walk in. The booth comes alive. The kids jump up. Mommy, Daddy. After hugs and kisses, they sit for breakfast. The mother looks at me and smiles. Recognition. But doubt wins out. The daughter says, Mama, it's Rosie. The mother smiles, glances my way again, and shushes her. Doris brings over my waffle. The first bite is heaven. All hail the Waffle House. I want a maple syrup IV. I quietly ask Doris for my check. And for the Publix moms, too. She nods, hands me both, without asking why.
Huh?
Back on the road again, I try to figure out the why. Me. So compelled. No choice, really. Gifts are so rarely for the recipient, so often for the giver.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting at the IHOP after she died, watching my dad smoke and stare into space, consumed with what had been of his life. I drive away from Waffle House, sun on my face and tears on my cheek. I drive away from myself without even a hello. Posted by Roe.
Wow.
At 10:03 p.m.
So will your post be as poetic?
No.
Yeah,
no,
come on. Will you write about driving away with the sun on your face and a tear on your cheek?
No, I'll just write about guys that write crap about us on the internet. That's all I want to do. I just want some get even time.
Get even time.
That's all I want. Anyway, what is it? Hi, Rosie. Is it formerly Rosie? What is the, I don't know what it is. Onceadorned.blogspot.com?
Uh-huh.
That's the Rosie thing.
That's hello. Pretty fascinating. There seems to be a pancake theme in there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, ho.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, sorry.
This qualification.
Like
hello.
Suicide.
Don
really.
And Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Yeah.
What?
Brothers. I got a fun game that we could play tomorrow, maybe.
What?
We call all the American Idol contestants' grandparents and ask them when they first knew their grandchildren were fags.
there's a troublemaker.
That's pretty good.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news
Buzz,
to his people.
We're voting.
It's me.
He made it up.
Buzz, in your grab bag. What's your lead story tonight?
Look
Buzz.
What I've pulled out. The Wendy's Chili Con Finger is now just another urban legend.
Oh, okay. All right, Buzz coming right up. Like that was
very professional.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Here to shepherd you through your afternoon.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. I have Buzz's News now brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers. Yeah. Back when he could walk. Teddy. And Chairman. Smoke Break. What?
Chairman of the board.
Chairman. That's funny. Chairman of the board. Teddy Pendergrass.
All right.
God, we are jerks. Smokers. Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablets for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Tomorrow on the show, plasma television destruction.
Wow. How exciting is that?
Involving a part of this building and a dump truck.
Very, very exciting.
Cool. Also tomorrow, don't tell anybody, maybe the return of Charlie.
Ooh. Like Stuang Stabilai?
No, Charlie Stossel.
Oh.
No, of course, Charlie Stuang Stabilai. Charlie Stossel still got that great gig going at WBIJ.
He doesn't burn children. I've always said that.
That's right. Absolutely.
This is this guy we used to have on to review movies, Charlie Stossel. Pretty decent guy.
Yeah. Yep, good guy. Yeah.
He didn't like our kidding about his...
It wasn't him that didn't like it as much as, his woman.
He was like in a Big Brother thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, not like the TV show. I mean, he was a real Big Brother.
Yes.
And we used to kid all the time about him bathing the children.
Yes. Yeah. It finally got to be too much.
So he left the show, and we left on less than great terms. And he went to the oldie station, and they called for a reference. And they asked Rob...
The only question is a producer that I'd worked with on some Redskins stuff. He said, we're thinking of bringing Charlie on board. He doesn't burn children or anything, does he?
I
he does not burn children. Hire that man.
That's right.
Yes.
He scrubs them.
Unless they fall on the floor.
And then you can look on the website and they have for Charlie's picture SpongeBob.
Because we used to get regular listeners that would send wonderful letters to Charlie.
Yeah, great hate letters. Yeah. Yeah. Great hate
letters. Prison
mail. Yeah.
But they were jokes and it was funny and it was...
But it was funny because he didn't...
No.
He didn't like it.
Right? I have a few of them on file still. Someday.
Right. And listen, here's just one more thing I'll tell you coming up soon on the show.
Yes?
I know that it's been a long time. I don't want to speak out of school, but it's going to happen. Not only are we reuniting with Nancy on the show with Jim Nance. Did you know that Rudy is, I'll say the word that they were saying at USA Today now, retiring next week?
Really?
Oh, yes, he is.
Last column is Friday.
So Rudy Marsky will be back on the show starting next week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's right. I spoke to him today.
America's
Rudy's
house
coming
guest.
Back?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wow. When did this, what?
We can't say nothing until he's done at USA Today.
Well, you just did.
I know.
I love that.
It goes no further than here.
That's the last word on it, right?
But we can't say anything about his relationship with our show and USA Today. Because remember, they made him leave.
Absolutely.
I would like to say that Rudy does not burn children.
That's great.
No, I disagree. He does.
Well, that is very exciting news for me personally. That really is.
For all of us.
Everyone, Buzz, you know that I had a special relationship with Rudy.
Very special, Mike.
You bet. Oh, my God. Is it cold in here?
Now here is Buzz. Hi. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Hey, some people go on reality shows for their 15 minutes of fame. Some make up their own reality. There she was on Good Morning America explaining with great horror how she came to find a human finger floating in her bowl of Wendy's chili.
Oh, I hate reality shows.
A year ago, you said they were the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
I've grown, you haven't.
People made jokes about Wendy's. Sales dropped nationwide, especially in the Bay Area of California.
Finger.
The fast food chain even offered a $50,000 reward for an exact explanation of how the finger got into the chili.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
The San Jose woman says the whole ugly incident has caused her great emotional distress, but she says she's decided not to sue Wendy's.
Uh-oh.
Maybe that's because police busted into her home last week looking for evidence of fraud.
You want a Frosty with that finger?
And because it's now public knowledge that the woman has a history of suing, especially over food. That could certainly explain her emotional distress. That and the fact that Wendy's is still offering that $50,000 reward and is very much cooperating with the police and promising to get to the bottom of this.
Well, as long as fingers are in the
wow.
News.
That's right.
Anybody remember this?
That's you.
Einen Finger.
Ein Naturtalent.
I don't even remember what all this part of the song was about.
I know that the finger part is in the chorus, right?
Yes.
You first add the meat, and then the beans, and then the cumin, and then you add a finger. And this is the German version of how to make Wendy's chili.
That's right.
Das my der Theo mit einem Finger.
With einen Finger.
Who's great mit Bier?
The einen Finger song.
But there are bigger fish to fry than this Wendy's lady. They're 15 stockbrokers.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Stockbrokers working in the very heart of Wall Street have been charged with cheating their customers out of $20 million and making themselves and their big-name companies very rich in the process. The Securities and Exchange Commission...
That was my fault. I didn't... I know. Mike wanted to say something. I had the microphone turned off because I thought you were going to cough. You went to speak into the microphone.
It wasn't there.
On. And then Buzz was trying to give you the chance.
Buzz thought I was going to say something. Yeah. It wasn't that big a deal. It was just a throwaway. And then I had a big mouthful of water. There was this silence. And it was funny. And we were having a good time on the show.
Comedy of errors.
Jesus Christ. What a comedy of errors.
Yes.
Mike just wet himself. I mean, the water is all over his shirt.
It was funny because we all looked at it. You know, there is a delicate timing on this program.
Yes, there is. The Securities and Exchange Commission calls...
You know, when you have an ensemble show,
right?
Oh, what a hump.
Securities and Exchange Commission calls what these traders did profane. The 15 traders face up to 20 years in prison and fines of up to $5 million each as they face federal fraud charges. 14 of these 15 traders have been charged. 14 have turned themselves in. The 15th is now living in the Netherlands.
You know, here's the weird thing.
Are any of them named Joe?
Probably.
One of the weird things.
Trader Joe's.
I go out, maybe this is 10 years ago, I don't know, with my brother-in-law who worked on Wall Street. Uh-huh. And we go out and we go to this party.
Right.
And at the party, there are these guys that are really behaving. They're boisterous. They're rowdy. They're kind of like, hey, how are you? You know, they're these
boiler
kind of
room types.
They look like boiler room. And one of the guys, I'll never forget this. He goes, well, of course they're going to act like that. They're traitors. So, I mean, it was like within the investment banking community, those guys were portrayed. They're the kind of the wise guys.
When you guys say that, I think it's important to mention T-R-A-D-E-R-S.
Traitors.
It almost sounds like traitors.
They are sort of traitors to their investors, but they're traitors by trade.
Yeah, but they're
greed
all...
Greed is good.
Someday they'll end up like that. But because
greed is good.
Now, because of all this, there'll now be a trial program of cameras and microphones on the trading floor to watch these guys. But Wall
Street is good.
Wall Street isn't the only street they're cleaning up in New York. After winning a court battle yesterday, New York City officials can today start shutting down the peep shows on 8th Avenue.
Oh,
Green?
Come on.
And is good.
You're an idiot.
And the very popular gentleman's nightclub known as Scores and hundreds of other clubs and stores. In the post-Giuliani days, the city had a 60-40 rule. Up to 40% of your business could be adult-oriented, so long as 60% of it was not.
Oh, you know, I remember the Doublemint chewing.
Yeah, you want to get like a Snapple.
Yeah, candy and vibrator.
A Barney video, something for the kids. But the city kept pushing this rule, and now the owners of the adult businesses say they'll push back, and what they do in court today could put off the city shutdown of adult businesses for a few more months.
Push it real good. Push it.
From our oops department.
Push it like Mike did in the ER.
Yeah.
Push it.
Oh, but man, memories. Don't push too much. And from our oops department, a killer virus has accidentally been shipped to about 5,000 medical labs across the country and around the world. It's a... Right. What could go wrong? We're all gonna die.
Oh, poor you.
It's a flu virus that in its day killed as many as 4 million people.
In its day, back in the day.
Yeah. Now
it's an old school virus.
It is. It's very old
school. We're going old school.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Now the people who run those labs are being asked to destroy the virus before it sets off a deadly global epidemic.
But you call Jack Bauer, it's like a good job of you. Stop the virus.
That virus has got to be contained, sir.
Because a global epidemic is what we had when that particular strain of Asian flu first spread in 1957.
Oh, it's Asian flu.
Yes, flu.
Old Asian flu.
Oh,
Chloe. Chloe, I just want your handkerchief. Give me the handkerchief with your goo on it.
The virus.
Chloe goo.
The virus was shipped from a company here in the United States out of Ohio that supplies quality control kits. Although experts say the risk is low, shipping the virus was, according to them, quote, unwise and unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. You know what Frida said to me last night?
What?
I guess it was before the TV was fixed.
Yeah.
When I was most upset yesterday when the TV was broken, she said to me, you look like Chloe.
Wow.
And I said, what do you mean? And she said, all you're doing is pouting all the time, just like she does.
Chloe is a big pouter. Yeah.
Do you still think that Chloe and Jack will be joined?
I think that Chloe and Edgar will be joined.
Who is it that thinks that Chloe and Jack will be joined? Somebody said to me that
Jack's already had her.
You think so?
Off camera.
That would be Kiefer, not Jack.
Yes, Kiefer.
No, I think in episode 24, there's going to be a drunk dial. Because Jack is going to get drunk and he'll call Chloe.
I need to be satisfied. Chloe, this is Jack Bauer. I've consumed half a bottle of vodka, and I'd like you to bring Edgar over to my jacuzzi.
I don't have much time.
She'll just be doing that fretting.
Jack, I don't know if you're obsessed with you.
Doesn't she have, like, the baby kind of like,
I don't know, baby. Jack, you want to have sex with me and Edgar?
Edgar, you don't like me, or do you like me? And I like you, and I protected you. You better be careful, Chloe. My mother is still under the radioactive plume.
Oh, poor you.
My God, that was her. She's alive.
Well, this is a little uncomfortable.
What?
Israel has shown President Bush pictures of what are described as very advanced nuclear sites in Iran, and Israel's asking Bush to do something about it.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Hey, Mike.
Israel, which has itself owned between 1 and 200 nuclear warheads, took the pictures using spy planes and satellites.
The Israelites.
Hence the name Ariel Sharon. Iran, meanwhile, says it has nuclear plants because it needs the electricity, not because it's developing a nuclear weapons program.
Listen, you need electricity. Uh-huh. Go buy some freaking light bulbs. Uh-huh. You don't make a bomb so you can read a book.
Man, that's scary.
Now, Walmart occupies a lot of real estate.
Israel will get all the nukes they need.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they find the right deal.
Consistent with quality.
Consistent with quality. Right. Thank you, Buzz.
Walmart occupies a lot of real estate in the U.S. with its stores. 138,000 acres in all.
Yeah, Walmart.
And now the smiley-faced corporate giant says it'll spend $35 million to buy more land.
Yeah.
And Walmart says it'll buy as much new land as it already occupies and then give that land to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation.
No, they shouldn't do that. Jesus, build another superstore.
To find out more, just visit the sporting goods section where you can still find great prices on hunting rifles.
Are you telling me they're going to buy the same amount of land that they have stores on?
Yes.
And give it away?
Give it to the Wildlife Foundation.
And then they're also going to sell guns so you can go out and kill the little animals. Kill the animals that they're saving.
And they also have people invest that greet you as soon as you walk onto the land.
Well, that's nice.
Hugs are great. Hope you bag a deer. Don't shoot me.
Or the old grandpa with the retarded little talking cookie. You see that one? Makes me want to punch that guy. You go to Walmart and buy a gun just to kill that guy.
Those prices are falling.
Walmart says it wants to make up for all the habitat lost beneath its own concrete and asphalt. But the Sierra Club isn't buying it. It points out that Walmart paid a $3 million fine last year for excessive runoff at its construction sites in violation of the Clean Water Act.
I got some excessive runoff.
Oh, that's nasty.
Now, speaking of hunting, in Wisconsin, guys with guns there now want to go after kitty cats. That's our story when we come back.
Oh, you're wrong,
Thank
Buzz.
You, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Be enjoying the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Studewalker, www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's the official website for our show. You got your daily downloads. You got the show log every day.
And soon to come, Donnie Blog.
Yeah, I think so, Mike.
That's what you should call it.
Just mad enough. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away more vacations to Las Vegas via Independence Air. Visit flyeye.com and start saving today.
Right.
Also tomorrow, the destruction of my broken plasma TV.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that.
Hopefully off the top of the building into a dump truck.
That'd be cool.
Although I don't think they're going to let us do that.
I don't think they'll let us do that, but it'll be from a height where you're going to hear something.
We'll blow it up real good.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
They miss hunting season up in Wisconsin. And now a majority of Wisconsiners have said they support a plan to legalize hunting kitty cats. People with guns and nothing to shoot
at. Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Source.
They say homeless cats are out of control in Wisconsin, killing tens of millions of songbirds every year. Which
beautiful,
means,
sweet little songbirds.
Means fewer birds to shoot at. That's the problem. The Audubon Society is staying out of this. It says it won't be calling for the killing of cats.
Fun with Audubon.
The Humane Society calls the cat hunting plan cruel and archaic. Under the proposed bill, any cat without a collar would be fair game, like a skunk or a gopher.
Yes!
Cat lovers are not taking this lying down, and because of that, the bill is not likely to become law. Not likely, but not impossible.
It's Wisconsin, huh?
Yeah.
Aren't you dead yet?
In Sports Illustrated says that when it comes to gays in sports, Americans are very red state, blue state. The SI survey shows that a two-thirds majority see nothing wrong with gay males playing team sports, and nearly half say they admire any athlete who comes out of the closet. But,
of course, I feel that way. Look at the New York Yankees.
The minority opinion is a very strong opinion. 25% say a gay teammate hurts the team.
What about Johnny Damon, Mike?
Hey! Hey!
Big
you.
Fag. 14%
Paul Bunyan fag.
To see his wife. Said gays should be banned from all sports.
Right. To see Jeff Garcia's girlfriend, too.
Half the people surveyed said homosexuality is a sin, and more than a third say they disagree with the statement.
Hot wife, and she's pregnant with quintuplets.
More than a third say they disagree with the statement that what athletes do in their private time is their own business.
All boys!
And finally, when a drunk guy attempts a party trick involving fire, glass, and flammable liquid, what could possibly go wrong?
No, he's not retarded.
The man was apparently trying to entertain his friends at a birthday party by filling a big glass container filled with rubbing alcohol and compressed air.
Oh, God.
Quoting police, basically a bomb. And he was holding it between his legs when neighbors heard what they thought was an exploding electrical transformer. Police say the blast ripped the man's thighs to shreds.
Ooh.
Quoting a cop, he had muscle and tendon out of it and lost a lot of blood.
Oh. Hi there.
The 28-year-old man's being treated for his serious injuries, even though he's all about fun. Quoting the bumper sticker on his car, stoner chicks rule. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry,
we're out of
time. That's it. We got to go. Please stay tuned for Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez.
Yes. Hi, Ron.
They're coming up tonight, huh? They cut that thing, so we don't do it tonight.
Ah.
We don't get to do our Ron Fez playlist tonight.
No, no, they've got it. They did it.
Okay. All right, well, stay tuned. Ron Fez coming up next on WJFK FM. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Go to our website and buy our stuff and dance. Monkey dance. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Uh-oh.
What?
I had a whoopsie.
Oh.
Oh, look at it.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.